like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Gay.
Okay, I think we got this worked out here. I'm going to try this guy right here. Caller, you're live.
Hey, how are you?
We finally got you, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So, how you been?
I've been great. I'm wide awake.
Oh, that's good.
Anyway, the reason I call is because this is the first year, and I don't know how long, that I've been interested in football. I think the last time I cared was when Dave DeBuscher won the Stanley Cup and gave that great speech on the Don and Mike Show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Dave DeBuscher, you're talking about with the New York Knicks?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he won the Who's This Thing? And that was when... you know what I missed the most?
I'm listening.
I miss it when you crapped your pants.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Go get some
right out.
All right.
Okay, so you're a liar too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I
go and yourself.
Where's your crap detector now? See?
Wow.
Folks, I didn't get that. I hope we didn't get that on. Okay.
You did. Wow.
We have gotten this idiot twice. Where do we find these people, for heaven's sakes? Let's try this guy.
Yeah, I've heard him before.
Oh, yeah.
He has a very noticeable setup.
Oh, did he?
Oh, when he asks you certain questions, and then when you hear the telling word Don and Mike.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've ever talked to this guy. Has he called other shows?
Yes. There's also a little clue here, too, you missed, I noticed.
Okay.
When he said Dave DeBuscher.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter.
When he said about that show, I said, oh, he always talks about that show, the Don and Mike Show. That's when he comes with his delivery.
Well, now we know, so we'll be on guard again. So what's on your mind this morning?
I thought you was perceptive, man.
Right, I am perceptive.
Oh, wow.
Want to hear one more new one?
Sure, a brand new one?
Yeah, well, that one was new as well.
Yes.
Here's another new one.
Here on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, let me turn down my radio.
We have 5 minutes
I
left.
I just wanted to... Hello.
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to squeeze in a few calls, so go ahead, be brief.
Yes. I want to know what your opinion is a statement that John Kerry made, who looks like he's a bit constipated, in my opinion, by the way. But he made a comment that Don Geronimo has the largest he's ever touched.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
And before we start our day before... St. Patrick's Day show.
St. Patty's Day.
Yeah. Couple of tapes you have to hear.
Oh, Danny Boy.
Elvis Presley. All right, that's enough of that.
Thank you.
And this one.
Have you ever seen the seagulls a-flying all the heather? All the crimson sails on Galway Bay.
Laura, Laura, Laura.
That's Sean, said Sean Cassidy. That's
Sean Connery?
Sean Connery, Mike.
Have you ever seen the Munster? Have you ever seen the Brew? Have you ever seen the Lindberger? On your sandwich, eat it too.
The Sean Connery cheese game.
We usually mention a cheese, and we mention something else.
Like a team, or a movie, or a star, a piece of ass,
Angelina Jolie, and Sharp Cheddar.
So easy, Jennifer Aniston, and American cheese.
My God, I'm blanking on female actresses. Meryl Streep?
Please, you better put some stinky cheese with that.
And Roquefort.
Jessica Simpson. And Munster.
Helen Mirren.
Oh, get out of here. Game over.
Go win on my back. Old sport.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi, everybody.
Everybody.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back to the film.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
Welcome, everybody.
Have you ever seen the seagulls a-flying all the heather?
Oh.
All the crimson sails on Galway Bay, the fishermen and
We got St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, and you're playing a Scottish group and a Welshman.
Oh, Danny Boy.
And a 100% blue-blooded American.
Danny Boy.
Here's Big Al.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Thank you, Eddie. Hi there, little brains. We're little brains, too, just like you. This is the show for little brains.
Don and Mike show, new episode, everybody, on this Friday. Phone number you just heard it a moment ago, 877-365-3636.
Greetings, old sports.
Yeah, we'll be doing some St. Patrick's Day stuff on the show today. We'll make our calls to Ireland and the junk we normally do and the Danny Boy stuff. And
we can only hope that over in Ireland they're tuning up for the big day. I think it's now become a big day in Ireland. I think it's actually as big as it is here.
It's like the Daytona 500. It's a weekend over there now, right?
I think so, yes. They enjoy themselves. In fact, Friday doesn't hurt either.
That's exactly what it's like, is the Daytona 500.
Of drinking.
That's what St. Patrick's Day is like.
I called a lot of pubs today finding the numbers, and I always had the same question. Are you starting St. Patrick's Day a day early? And they say yes, and then I'd say, do you serve beer?
No. Here's a phone call to start the show. Hello.
Yeah.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
How you doing, Dad?
How you doing?
Hey.
Doing good. How you doing, buddy?
Doing fine, man.
That's good. Look at St. Patrick's Day Eve. Don't forget, wear some green. A pigeon inch.
How about that wintry mix?
Oh, man.
But it is chilly, and it is windy.
Okay, what's up?
Hey, man, I've noticed lately you've been kind of enamored with Dennis Farina. From Law and Order?
Long time.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah, going all the way past, even past, like, Get Shorty and stuff
You've loved Dennis Purina since he came out of the Chicago Police Department.
How about going past getting kicked out of his restaurant in New York when you guys were up there?
What's that?
Remember when you guys got kicked out of his restaurant? Remember he didn't like bowlers in his restaurant?
We didn't go to Dennis Farina's restaurant. Does Dennis Farina have a restaurant?
Where? Where did this happen?
Rob.
Hold on. Where did this happen that we got kicked out of a restaurant?
It was when you were in New York. He had a restaurant that was right next to a bowling alley that you guys, you know, when you guys were doing your bowling alley, your bowling thing.
Okay, tell me a little bit about the, we went to one place close to a bowling alley, and I know we left on our own because we'd had enough. But what's the restaurant like? What's it called?
I don't know what it was called, but I remember.
Your details are sketchy, and this call is not helping.
I really cannot agree with you that if we were in a restaurant, no matter what it was, owned by that guy, I would have made a big stink about it on the air.
And if we got thrown out, we would have remembered it.
Where would I come up with this story, then?
What are you talking about, though?
How about in your ass?
I think you pulled it out of your butt.
It didn't serve corn.
Did he say they didn't serve corn?
Yes. Hello, right. Don and Mike show.
My God.
Hello.
Made it worthwhile.
Yeah, you guys need to do some more skits.
Shut up.
More sketches.
Shut up.
That's what I tell the writing team. That's what I tell Buddy Sorrell every day.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, how you guys doing today?
Howdy.
Hey, you know, Don, I know that you're such a huge Raiders fan, and I was going to see what you thought about the trade.
Haven't we kind of? Are you talking about Randy Moss and the Packers?
Yeah.
You're such a huge Raiders fan. Is this Misinformation Friday?
Apparently. No, everybody knows I'm a huge Raiders fan, Mike, but I wear Raiders. I wear Raiders clothing every day.
I have a prediction to make. I think we're going to have a Friday. I think we're going to have a Friday today.
As you know, when I was a boy, George Blanda was my hero when I was growing up.
Uh-huh.
I constantly wear black and gray, my Raiders colors.
Don't you have an autographed picture of Marv Hubbard?
Weren't you the one in the crowd?
Also Dave Casper.
You have a lock of Lyle Alzado's hair.
The snake, Ken Stabler.
John Matuszak.
We could almost play the Raiders and Cheese game if you wanted to.
Coaches, you got to go with John Madden, Al Davis.
Tom Flores.
He was a coach with breasts.
John Gruden was a Raiders coach for a while.
That's true.
Anyway, I'm for that trade. because I love the Raiders so much.
Who did they trade?
They might trade Randy Moss.
Might trade him to the Packers.
Okay.
So what
you were going to say was that Don is a big Packer fan.
No. Doesn't he paint his face black and silver and go to the game?
Yeah, you put those spikes on and you sit in the end zone?
Right.
Raider Nation?
Yeah. You're a good, attentive listener. You absolutely. You know, I love the Raiders.
Fly out to every game.
And you have that leather, running suit. You like that one a lot.
Okay, that's nondescript, but...
That leather Raider running suit, black and silver.
At one point, somebody got me for Christmas one year this ridiculous thing that Snoop Dogg threw up.
Right.
This leather running suit. Los Angeles Raiders. That's how long ago it was. They're still in L.A. Running suit. And I gave it, I think, to my father-in-law,
right,
who gave it back to me,
right,
and then Mike lost one of our old annual
Cubs Red Sox bets, right,
and you had to dye your hair platinum blonde and wear that stupid goddamn leather Raiders suit.
Didn't have to wear the suit. Decided I'd do that to add to the day, and I sure looked pretty in it
because it was like one of those standard polyester nylon jogging suits that you see Sopranos guys wear,
uh-huh,
except it was made of leather.
I'd love to know if there's a picture of that floating around. I know everybody was very quick with the camera that day. I'd love to see. I'd love to see how I looked in that.
That would be another good one to be photoshopped.
That was platinum blonde, fat, and the Raiders leather running suit.
But it had yo factor.
I had the yo factor that day.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, what's up?
Hey, Don and Mike, Rob A. Buzz, what's up?
Hi there.
Hey, this is way off the subject. I've got a quick one for you. My buddy went to a wedding, and he's from BFE, Ohio, and his dad's like, "So, how was the wedding?" And he's like, "Well, they had beef and whatnot."
Oh dear!
You can't even relate the story without throwing it in. You got to say the word. You got to say
Or you can say WM.
The WM word.
I like better.
Yeah.
Hello, Donna, Mike show.
Hey, boys. Love you and gay old Frisco. Hey, I had a question for you.
Hey, gay.
Love you and gay old San Francisco.
Boy, I'd love them to put that on the license plate. Gay old Cisco.
Hey, I had a question for you. Is the little brown boy old enough to have a little green beer? Is he 21?
The little brown boy in American Idol? I don't think he's even 18 yet.
I think he's 17.
Oh, really?
Wow.
17.
He wouldn't drink beer anyway, even if he was 30.
17, and his hymen is intact.
He'd drink what would he drink? Pink squirrels. Or a grasshopper.
Grape knee high. Grape knee high. Coca-Cola with milk.
Right.
Hello, Donna, Mike show.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Mike. Hey, are you guys hanging out outside again? Because Mike's bringing in all this shade and all the rain and snow and everything with his big ass hanging outside.
Bye!
You are right. Everybody's really bringing the funny stuff.
As I said, I predicted we're going to have a Friday. We're going to have us a Friday.
Let me change the topic away from these great callers for a moment.
That's a brilliant idea.
All right.
Two items for you. I actually brought in. I'll tell you about the other one. I'll show you.
Okay.
Store-bought items. First, is this a sign that my relationship with Jan is gone to a new level?
Right.
She bought me underpants yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's done that before.
Right. She did that early on, didn't she?
She got rid of all my old underpants
and
bought me new underpants.
It's more of a survival thing for her.
Mm-hmm. She was at Costco or Sam's, whatever it is, yesterday, said, "Hey, I bought you some more underpants." Yeah. "They're beautiful." She said, "They're upstairs. They're the Calvin Klein you like so bad."
Oh.
I said, that's nice. I went upstairs. There's 18 pair of black Calvin Klein underpants.
Wow.
Yeah. That says to me... She knows what I'm all about.
Says to me she doesn't like stripes.
Not a fan of bleach, she's not, I guess.
Apparently not. She doesn't like leaving rubber in the parking lot.
I think, frankly, that she's embarrassed. She's embarrassed by the state of my underpants. I know she's so embarrassed that even though there is the nice gypsy Alicia,
right,
comes once a week in a house cleaner,
right,
my girlfriend actually does a load of laundry before she gets there.
Would it fall into the category of there's not enough bleach in the United States to take care of these things?
I guess it's the fact that I sweat a lot. I got a sweaty ass.
Wow. What can I say?
Sweaty ass.
You are never to blame.
You're damn right, it's not my fault.
Well, you work out a lot, too.
You are never to blame.
It's running down my legs.
You may feel shame, but
all my ass sweat.
You are making your own tea.
To blame.
All right, so that's probably a good sign, right?
I think it's terrific.
Yeah, I think
it's fabulous.
She loves me enough to buy me black underpants.
Right.
So right after I got the great gift of black underpants, she said, hey, eBay showed up today.
And
I said, did Rob's helmet show up? She said, I don't think so because the box is very small. Rob, stand up for the first part of your birthday gift.
Oh, not the helmet.
Part one is
that
right.
Can only mean.
Look how small this box is.
The wig.
Look how small this box is.
Oh, fantastic.
As you remember, the model you chose was the Charles.
Charles, what size is it?
It doesn't have a size.
Is it one size fits
one
all?
One size fits all. Yeah.
One size fits few, and the color is 38.
I have not opened it up.
It's from the Gent collection. Open it up. Happy birthday, Rob.
Good.
Let's see how we did.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Yeah, oh, look at that color. Look at
the hairnet. Hold on.
Wow.
Good. No, protective.
This is great.
The Gent collection.
You know, it looks like it's a quality item.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's adjustable.
It's browner than I expected. I thought it was blonde.
As you recall, we're all asses.
Take the tag off before you put it on.
We forgot forgot Robbie's birthday.
Uh-huh.
I feel like the biggest ass. I'm the boy's best friend. He's my best friend, for goodness sakes. I forgot his birthday. Made it up to him.
Yeah.
Went right to eBay. Bought him a brand spanking wig.
Who doesn't want a nice wig? He can wear it tonight. You know what he likes.
And a World War II Nazi helmet.
Well, what's great is if I don't feel like doing my hair, I can just, you know, wear a wig.
Number 1858. This is 1856. This is the Charles.
Oh, it's elastic is what it is.
And the color is 38.
All right. Are we quite ready?
It is about, hold it up, isn't it about the funniest looking thing? Just take a look at it.
I like the back.
It's kind of...
I love the back.
It's kind of brown, kind of gray.
Mm-hmm.
Wig care instructions. Washing. Wash in a mild shampoo. Oh, wash in a mild shampoo. Wig shampoo.
All right, now for our website, for DonandMikeWebsite.com, we're getting a picture of the wig itself.
Looks like it's got gray in it.
It does. Well, it's natural. Hey, we're all in here.
Makes it look real.
Okay, put it on, Robbie. Here we go.
Is it nice?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it's a home run, Rob.
You good?
It is a home run. You just turned into John Candy.
You know what? It's a little tight. I'm having a hard time putting my eyebrows down.
I love it.
Oh, Jesus. It. Thank God for the internet. Thank God we're going to be able to share these pictures.
Do your John Madden.
Hey, Rob, let me see. That is good.
Let me go
adjust it and get it just right.
Go look at it.
Frank Caliendo. That's Uncle Buck.
Might be the greatest gift ever.
Oh, my God. And now all we have to do is wait for the helmet to arrive.
Oh, not the helmet. You can go to DonandMikeWebsite.com. John will upload that stuff with Craig, our webmaster. Get it up there in the daily log section very soon. Check it out, please. You were absolutely right. If he just had the little mustache, he would be Uncle Buck.
Right. And would this be, when it came in, would this be an official hairnet?
I believe so, like the type that someone in a fast food restaurant would wear. Or perhaps one of the employees of your place, Mike.
Everybody
wears it. Look around, cafe.
I'm not putting I'm not stealing the boys.
Hold on. Look
at this.
Look at that.
See, what the problem was is that it doesn't cover my sideburns.
You know what? Hold on.
Yeah, it
does. Do you remember the episode of Seinfeld where George Costanza put on a toupee?
Right.
Yeah.
Do you remember how different he... Well, of course, everyone who's bald or shaves their head would look different. But...
it's really not suited for a head...
The potential of this, Don. I mean, we could do things with this. You could go into a hair cuttery and say, I'd like a haircut.
I think they might spot me.
They might see it coming.
The color kind of matches his goatee.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you had that in mind when you chose color 38.
It's terrible. I can't. And someone out there buys stuff like that to wear.
Yeah. And it's
incredible.
You know what it is?
What?
It's itchy.
Is it itchy, really?
It's itchy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Turn around to the side.
And the back is even the best. Look.
It blends.
There
He could almost pull it off.
like for real. Like he could almost. And the only way he'd be pulling it off would be, it would be a guy that obviously is wearing a hairpiece, but nobody would say anything.
And right. Now I know exactly what it is that why I thought George Costanza and everyone else with a toupee. It makes you look like you're in high school.
Is that what it is?
Look at him. Just look at Mike. Just look at Mike for a second. Uh-huh. Look at his face.
Are you coming to the French Club meeting?
Now, can you comb it? Can you put the hair in different positions?
I don't know.
It looks molded.
I don't think so.
It looks molded, yeah. It looks like a helmet.
I mean, check it out. I mean, it really doesn't move much.
It doesn't appear to move. It's supposed to be in one place.
It's
one
a quality
place.
Product.
That's why we chose the style to choose.
Wow.
That's a quality product.
Well, Donna, are you up for it? Are you up for maybe slipping it on just for a second?
Oh, no, it's the boys.
No. You don't want my cooties.
No, it is just the boy that's going to be wearing that.
Because your hair's kind of short. I'm just dying to see somebody else in it. But
you know,
it really is his. That's true.
Curl to the back. There's some wave to it.
It's Rob's moment. I only wish that he had that last night when he could have watched VCU.
Yes. How about my team?
His alma mater beating Duke.
I was thinking of all of us in the room. You know, the guy that would probably least appreciate his alma mater. You know, the theater arts major. Did you get into it at all?
I was a broadcasting major, Mike. I did theater arts in high school.
I know that when I got in today, I said, I must have called him 10 times last night. His mother-in-law was on the phone, which explains why I just rang and rang and rang. I guess she just has that ignore, call, waiting thing.
I believe that might be her policy. I read all about it in the papers today.
You didn't watch any of it, did you?
No, I really didn't think they'd win. Never won anything ever.
I was trying to call them when they were like down three, then they would tie it.
Look at his eyebrows.
I can't put them down.
About that game last night, it was the first time I had ever had a reason to really associate Rob personally with a sporting event.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Because he doesn't have any teams that he really likes and he feels passionate about.
Right.
And it was like, it's a good reason to vote against Duke.
Sure.
Duke, to root against Duke.
He pretends he likes the NFL. That's the best job he does. I mean,
I watch football and I have
a
fantasy.
Fantasy, and you used to do the announcing out there.
Yeah.
He's an alum at VCU.
They might have me back now that I have the wig.
Hello,
Mr. Snyder.
You going to buy yourself a VCU sweatshirt now?
I've had one.
Really?
In the past.
Oh, good.
I might still have it.
How would that fit?
Mike, I'm not significantly larger than I have been. I've always been a big boy.
Were you big at VCU?
Of course.
Okay, I know that.
You want to pull it back a little bit, pull the hair out of your eyes a little bit?
I don't know.
Why don't you go back.
Do I need to readjust?
Give yourself a forehead.
See, it's just not second nature.
Give yourself a forehead, VCU.
If it weren't for the beard, he would look like a kid.
You nailed it so much.
Yeah.
With the hair, he is John Candy.
He is John Candy. And I know when they see it on the internet, people will agree he is John.
John Candy. He's plane trains and automobiles.
Yes. Yep. Buck melanoma. Molly Russell's wart. Did you have any idea it would be this perfect?
No,
I mean,
absolutely
it fits
not.
Him. And actually, he's got a massive cranium.
Now, where's the immediacy of the neck?
There it is. Yeah, you gave yourself a forehead.
Yeah, the problem is if you order, friends, this is Rob. If you order the Gent Collection, if you order the Charles, it's not going to cover your sideburns.
Well,
and so, I mean, come down a little bit like this.
You're being too much of a pretty girl. Don't worry about it.
I think it's lovely.
Don't worry about it, Nancy. It looks great just like that.
There he is.
You can blend it.
Really, you're ready to do sporting events play-by-play.
Maybe even weather.
God, look at that.
Isn't it something?
Hey, John,
they should call it the Bob Ryan.
Excuse me, fellas. John, how long will it take us to get that up on the internet?
Have it up in about 15, 20 seconds.
Very good. Very good. Beautiful. And that'll be on the daily log section.
I'll put it up in the photo galleries.
Photo galleries.
Photo gallery.
Is it hot?
It's itchy.
Hot as balls, Mike.
No, the ventilation seems nice because it's not, it's just a mesh. That's all it is.
What do you think your kids would think if you walked through the door with that thing on tonight?
They might not notice. They tend not to notice me.
You are going to take it home, though, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I'll put it on something.
And tonight you'll make love to carry like 12 men. Hello, Donna. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Oh, turn that radio down, for God's sakes.
Hello.
Oh, you're killing us. Hello.
What are you doing?
Donna Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, I got a solution for your brown stain problem.
No need. My girlfriend bought me black underpants. Thank you.
How does it look with headphones?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It looks better. It looks more real.
Does it?
Hey, guys.
Wow.
It's amazing what a wig does for a woman, isn't it, Mike?
He is so pretty.
Hello, David.
Yeah,
Speaking of John Candy, what do you guys think about that movie, Nothing But Trouble? I seen it down in the...
I believe I heard a Geysers.
Oh,
I believe that. Yeah. Buzz, I think I heard a Geysers.
Yes.
What do you guys think?
And you're out of there.
Sorry.
But still another good movie with John Candy,
yes.
Where he also, although the movie is not that great, John Candy plays himself and his sister in that movie.
What's the, Harry Crumb.
Oh, right.
That's it.
Who's Harry Crumb?
Who's Harry Crumb? He's Harry Crumb. Look, there's Harry Crumb.
And also, think back to SCTV. Think back like to the Schmengi brothers.
Right, exactly.
A young John Candy.
Playing a polka. Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Howdy.
Hi, I was going to say that Rob could get his old job back, that new wig.
Yeah, he's on the upward curve right now, absolutely.
That's a wig that says management.
That's right. Because you have to have a great head of hair to be a producer.
Maybe you'll be able to get Joel Hollander's job.
Hey, could be. Everybody moves up.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Top of the food chain.
Hello.
Don, are the stains in the front or the rear? You need to have your girlfriend wipe you when you go to the restroom.
How would you get out of here, my friend?
That guy again.
That can be fun.
Home. Again, welcome to the world of Mike.
Wow.
The wonderful world of Mike.
Well, you know, not
where you're constantly looking over your shoulder. Literally, you're looking over your shoulder.
I have to make myself clear about that. I was saying not when you need to be, but just for fun.
Sure.
Yeah, still.
Sure, Mike. Hi, John.
Pictures are up. Pleased to be enjoying.
I look forward to the John Candy Photoshops.
I really don't think there's much need for Photoshop.
No, I think we sort of done it, haven't we?
Maybe a twin sons of different mothers.
Okay, let me see. www.donandmikewebsite.com and photo gallery.
You know who I feel like is Sanjaya.
Yeah, different hairdo every week.
Birthday wig for Rob. Let's take a look. Oh, we have so many action shots of Rob.
Good.
In the slideshow, everybody, I believe the second one is the one that you want to operate with. I think the second one is a winner. There you go. Mike, come over here and take a look at this.
Does it look better on the...
On my computer. Uh-huh. Come take a look at this. Now, what if I said to you, we had John Candy in the studio today.
There it is. You know, it's nice.
There it is.
It's so proportionate to my head size.
Let me check out one of the other pictures. Picture number three.
Look at it shine.
Picture number three.
You know what you need.
What?
You need yourself a nice pair of fake sideburns.
You know what you really, as I look at these photos,
yeah.
That number three, you don't have it on the right way.
All right. Well, it's too low.
You've actually got it on the right way now. Don't you agree the way he's wearing it right now is perfect?
We maybe should almost, although.
It's number, not bad there.
Number two is a pretty good shot.
Yeah.
Let's see, number one. Picture number one is, it's just you holding it.
Yeah.
And. Photo number four.
Such a handsome boy.
Thank you.
And
that sounded as about as gay as it can.
No, gay.
I think
I took it in
with
the spirit you offered.
Yes.
Slow.
We have slow computers here.
Computer is slow. There we go. Oh.
That's the best one because it's serious.
I gotta see it.
The one of Rob just coming out of the studio, standing by the John. Well, pretty good. That way, like, there you go.
He almost pulled his wig.
Rob's P-Wagon serious business.
Wow.
Oh, goddamn. I'm really sorry if you're in your car and you can't go to a computer right now. This is really unfair.
As soon as you get home, though, get to your computer and check this out. See how handsome. Well, we've known that for years.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Faggot.
There's your first bit of feedback, Robbie.
Somebody who just got online.
Uh-huh. There you go. I'm going to go back to photo number two.
Is that your favorite?
I'm going to use it as my wallpaper today.
Well, that'll be good.
That is beautiful, Rob. And, you know, you wore the right type of rugby shirt today. You really did. It kind of matches your wig. the mustard yellow and the gray, and then you got a little touch of gray in the wig. It looks
It matches your wig.
I really like, you know what I did? The only thing that would make that better would be to see you in a suit with a bow tie.
You mustn't go on and on and say things you don't mean.
I mean every word of it, Rob.
All right, hold on a second.
No, wow.
I look a little like one of the Wiggles.
You do look like you could be a 60s kids show host.
Yeah.
Set as background.
Uh-huh. There you are.
There we go. And?
There you are.
Is that going to be your screensaver?
He's my screensaver.
Very handsome.
Take a look at him with all my icons. On his head.
Oh, yeah.
I've got the Internet Explorer dancing on his head, MSN.
You'll never change that.
Nope.
Windows Media Player, Adobe Reader 7.0.
And in the middle of all of it,
his big head.
The big cranium of Rob Spiewak.
Right by the recycle bin. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
How appropriate is that?
Hello there.
Hello, I'm in my car, and this is still the funniest thing I've heard all day.
Well, you have such a treat to look forward to when you get home.
You need to get out, my friend.
The NCAA tournament's not on until I see Rob in a whip.
That's it. That should be the priority.
Amen. And I don't know what it is about that. I'm guilty like I think a lot of guys are. I'm not a really huge college basketball fan.
Right.
But like the last couple of days, yesterday and today,
right,
there's basketball on starting at 12 noon.
Sure.
So I was sitting downstairs today, just, you know, an inch away from the TV, having my lunch, and Jan came in and said, "What are you doing?" I'm like, Ixnay. You know, basketball.
What game were you watching today?
I don't know.
It's just sports.
I don't know.
It's live sports, and it's on at noon, so you're just watching.
Yeah,
talking.
All I know is that whoever loses is out,
right.
So there's some excitement, and you figure out, oh, I know, it was Memphis against Texas something.
Right.
It was a number 15 against the number 2 seed.
Did you look in on the VCU-Duke game last night?
I watched the entire game. Goddamn exciting. You know, besides the fact I root against Duke. What are you laughing at? His whim.
You always have.
Just looking at him for a reaction. Look what he just says. That. Look at that.
His stoic look.
That's my favorite look with the wig. It's just the kind of the eyes slightly squinted. Here, take a look at him one more time.
You know what? Really, everybody should have at their jobs a guy like Rob that you can just look at and enjoy yourself.
So you can dress him up in crazy clothes.
Absolutely.
So I root against Duke first because my son couldn't get in there.
Okay.
Second, because they're a rival school.
It's a pretty large club, people that can't get into Duke, too.
They're a rival school of my kid's school, right, of Clemson, and they always win.
Right.
And last night they're playing against Rob's school, and all I know about Rob's school, VCU, is the fact that he lettered in theater arts.
That was high school.
High school was theater arts?
Yes. I was a broadcasting major.
My mistake. I was wondering where they got the chaps to play on the team.
Sure. Does VCU have a football team, Rob?
Yes, we have practice in the multi-purpose room.
The multi-purpose room.
Anyway,
there's no football.
That sounds like when I was in school, we used to play crab soccer.
Right. It was goddamn exciting watching that game last night with a real rooting interest.
Did it go right down to the wire, that game?
It came down. Here's the thing. There was 10 seconds left, and Rob's school is up by one. Duke gets the ball. They don't even play defense with, like, 10 seconds left. Duke goes down. Guy uncontested for a layup. VCU gets the ball right back and does the same goddamn thing. Inbounds the ball down, hit the open guy, hits the shot. VCU up by one, 1.8 seconds left. All they got to do is play defense, and they won the game.
Wow.
Very
exciting.
That's
the biggest upset so far, probably of the entire tournament. I mean, no matter what, that'll be the biggest upset.
Very exciting. You think they'll all be wearing wigs now? Maybe you're going to start some type of new fan standard for VCU now.
Oh, I think it would be great.
You know, sometimes you get, like, you know, the lucky fan who was wearing something when they won.
Sure.
And it'd be like the terrible towels.
Right.
Maybe your wig could become VCU's terrible towel.
The terrible wig.
Yeah, it's, you know, but you'd have to be on the sidelines, Rob, or down in the front row where everybody would be able to, you know, copy you.
Go Rams.
What are the colors for VCU?
Black and gold.
Black and gold. Very nice.
Same colors as my underpants.
Black and gold.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was just wondering if Rob could make it to a microphone once in a while so we could hear him. That would be great.
He actually does manage to do that more often than not.
Yeah, you know, we have to shush him away from the microphone constantly. It's really not good for him to hear these type of comments.
I appreciate it.
Have you gotten a chance to see him online?
I'm driving right now.
Okay.
I'll check it out when I get home, though.
All right.
Very good.
Someday you'll be like Mike and I. You'll have the internet in your car. Internet in your car.
Please drive carefully, jackass.
Did
you hear that?
Huh? Jackass. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was just wondering if Rob has on the body armor under that shirt.
No, actually, it's my Michael Mara t-shirt.
Okay.
Oh, really?
I didn't know if he had a body armor from, like, the streets of San Francisco or something.
No, he has a shirt on that has Mike's face on it.
Really a good outfit.
That's
the whole
t-shirt.
Outfit today is a winner.
The ensemble.
It's Rob's body armor.
Oh, that's good.
Hello there. Donaldo E. Miguel. Hola. Oh, I love speaking our second language.
You're so fluent in it.
Hello.
Hey, Dr. Evil.
Yes.
Good job. Well, the other Dr. Evil on your
plan to cut off Sacramento by burning the bridge down.
Oh, yeah. I thought of you yesterday as well, Mike.
Did Sacramento have a little news story that I might have missed?
Sacramento was the lead story on the network news last night, like Fox News Alert. There was a gigantic bridge in Sacramento.
Oh, my
huge,
God.
Big, over... I mean, like gigantic bridge span. Totally, the whole goddamn thing was on fire.
So the bridge is not usable?
That's right, Mike.
So if someone was to, say, be transporting... let us say, food into Sacramento with a burned bridge.
That's right.
It wouldn't be able to happen, right?
That is, in essence, a major artery in and out of Sacramento that has been, by an act of nature, it's been closed.
Coincidence? How could that possibly have happened?
How unfortunate.
I don't know, Fayette O'Mara.
Yeah, well, that's a shame, though. They better get used to it because, well, there's a city in Northern California that's getting sure hungry.
All right, well, Robbie.
That's a hunger.
Will you just stand up at the microphone so we can look at you again for a second?
Thank you. Thank you.
I know we normally shush you away from the microphone, but there's just something.
And really, it's better when you don't smile. It's really...
Everyone says that.
When people like you not to smile.
That's right.
You know, it must be your head is getting used to it because it's starting to look better. It's starting to look more natural. It's getting wavier.
I think it's you.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I think I'm
getting wavier.
No, I think
am I getting swishy?
You're growing accustomed to it.
I love it.
It's not got the shock value
really
anymore.
We got to like grab somebody from the chiropractor's office to come in and just look at him.
can we do that? Can
it's
we see
about
that?
On Friday.
They're closed today.
That's
right. That's why the parking lot's always empty on Friday.
Oh, right.
Friday. What about from the acupuncture? How about the Chinese acupuncturist?
I'm afraid to go in there.
Hey, Joe.
I can fix that.
Hey, Joe.
Or somebody.
Yeah. Joe, would you run down the street to the acupuncturist and see if anybody will come in and look at Rob's wig on the air?
This way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that way.
Sure. Isn't it basically underneath us?
It's directly underneath us.
Directly underneath us.
Ah. Will someone give him directions? Because all he did was point left.
Not entirely sure.
I'm not sure he'll be back.
This way?
There's every chance that he might not be back until Thursday.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, and don't forget, everybody.
Oh, Danny Boy.
Right, don't forget. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, that bridge is a railroad bridge, and it was still burning this morning. It started about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, if you're not telling me anything, I don't know.
There you go.
So all the food coming
in. The Micromara insurgents.
Yeah.
Anything worth doing is worth doing right. Right, Mike?
Yeah, well, the freight train that was scheduled to go over the bridge right before the fire started was carrying potatoes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this big Don, Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air with us right now. Hello there.
Oh, hey. The wig works for Rob.
Yeah, we agree.
Yeah.
It actually makes his head look smaller.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
Does it really?
Yes. Do you see the John Candy there?
Yeah, but where do you get the windburn?
That's his rosy cheeks.
He's always rocking them.
Yeah,
his face gets as red as your mom's legs.
But he also gets it when he gets a good poker hand. It's his tell.
Hello.
That's why you always beat me.
Hello. You and that wig. Christ.
I can't take you seriously. You're busting my balls.
You big queen wearing that wig.
It's a man's wig.
Hello. Hello, Don.
Okay, divine.
Queen, indeed.
Don and Mike. Hey, it's a good thing John Waters is on the show today.
That's right. We've got our own divine.
You can discuss this with him.
Maybe he could go to the internet and check it out.
Internet. Hello there. Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
It's good to know that you finally got Rob A. doing his special purpose. Why don't you put him out on 50 in the bullet bra?
That's somebody that has a... Hey, look at this.
Oh, all right, Andre.
Your own. Is this Andre? Hi, Andre.
What's happening, dude?
Welcome.
Welcome to the show, Andre. How are things at the chiropractors today?
Oh, it's great.
Andre, I'm going to tell you something. In this room, the three of us right here, one of us is wearing a hairpiece. Can you tell which one?
It's hard to tell.
Take a look. Which one of us?
Yes, it's pretty tricky.
Okay.
Which one of us?
Just
right now?
You take your time, look us all over, and tell us which one is...
me, Don.
I can't wait.
Him, Mike.
Or him, Rob.
Or him, Rob A.
I would say Rob.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, he didn't fool you.
How unfortunate.
That's Rob's new wig, Andre. What did you think of it?
What do you think?
Well, man, it's pretty good.
Take off the headphones, Rob.
Carefully.
And pull it back into position now.
Now,
Andre, if Rob walked into a room, would you walk out and walk back in?
Some sort of dramatic entrance?
Yeah. So if we were doing the show, Andre,
okay.
And we said,
Hey, Rob, get your big fat ass in here.
Come in.
And he came in.
Would you think, Andre, that that's a wig?
Andre is lying. Andre, and I want you to answer. I want you to answer honestly. Do you think this man could pick up any women at all with that hair?
Yes,
he could.
All right. Yes.
See, Rob, everybody likes it.
Everybody
likes it.
Thank you, Andre 3000.
Thanks, Andre.
Thank you.
That's the second time this week Andre's been on the show. Did he come from downstairs?
Yes.
Where'd you get him, Bill?
He's one of the black people who scare me.
Oh, that's what you said the other day.
I see black people.
Wasn't he the gentleman that came up with the hat? That
yes.
When you were porch sitting.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Porch sitting.
Oh, sorry.
Hello. Setting.
Is it setting?
It was setting.
My apologies.
If you want to say it the right wrong way, it's setting.
That's my motto, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
I want to say it the right wrong way.
There you go.
Right. Hello. Wrong. Waiting on you.
Hello.
Sacramento hates you, you tuttle-arts.
Wow.
Now look, I want everybody to know this is going to happen more and more often as we get as they get hungrier and hungrier, they're going to get more bitter.
You know what I am? I'm GBA. Guilty by association.
And thank you for that.
We all are, really.
Although I'm proud to be one of your henchmen.
God bless you.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi guys. This is the gay guy that called asking Michaels what he was wearing.
Yes, gay guy.
Hi, how are you?
Gay.
Oh, stop.
We're doing great.
Doesn't get much gayer than this.
What's happening, gay guy?
Well, I have a question for Mr. Mike.
Yes, I'm here. I'm ready to believe you.
Okay. What are the odds of me and you going to the Red Sox game and sharing a wiener?
I would say the odds are right now, the odds are very, very good. Because would that be at Fenway Park?
Yes, yes.
No, see, at Fenway, it would be a Fenway Frank. It would not be a wiener.
I think he's looking for the O'Mara brand wiener.
Oh, really? Is that what he's looking for?
Aren't you looking for a Mike O'Mara wiener?
Any kind of wieners.
Well, let me tell you why the odds are good, because the games haven't started yet.
Right, but I just want to know we can go and see a game.
Of course. Yeah, of course. And, give me a call, like, the day before the game that you want to go to.
I will do that.
All right, very good, and we'll make the arrangements.
Watch it.
Oh, that was scary.
Yeah, it was.
I hate it when they change voices like that.
Hold on, let me help out.
When
is AIDS Day this year at Fenway Park?
I'm not sure. I think it's usually around Labor Day. We have plenty of time. Plenty of time to enjoy a Fenway wiener.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Damn you, O'Hara, I'm getting hungry.
Somebody call you O'Hara?
Common Sacramento mistake.
O'Hara.
Chief O'Hara.
Mike O'Hara. Catherine
O'Hara.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
O'Hara.
Mike.
Hello.
Scarlett O'Hara.
Dumas. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey. I just want to let you know we can live on hate and tattoos for months here in Sacramento without food.
I can wait you out, though. That's the key. I can wait you out. It's been factored in.
Don't forget, Mike has already blown up one of your bridges.
Yes. Yeah.
Excuse me, set it on fire.
And they don't even know what plan B is after we get the hunger going.
Mm-hmm. No gasoline. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I want to thank Mike. I'm here in Sacramento, and I've taken off about 20 pounds.
Well, enjoy it while you can, but my goal is not to make you look better. My goal is to have you leave that area.
One more call before a break.
You'll do.
Hello, Don and Mike.
What did you do? Did I hear somebody say that they were looking for a wiener? I can show him my manly high five.
God, he loves the show.
Bye.
He really loves the
Bye,
show.
Bye, Doug.
Faithful listener.
St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow.
Is it really?
Yes.
Jesus.
Tomorrow, Mike.
I have no idea.
When we come back, we'll call Ireland, try to find drunk people in a bar, and also, that'll be hard to do, and also the merging of, as far as I'm concerned, the greatest and the worst of the body. The greatest and the worst of the body.
Wow. Wow, I'm fascinated by that tease. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm very conflicted. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite parts of the body would be the breast.
Oh, you're talking about on women.
In particular.
Right.
The nipple and the areola.
Right.
Love them.
Fair enough.
One of my most unfavorite body parts, men or women, feet.
Yeah.
Is a woman who's got a big nipple on the ball of her left foot.
Get out.
Oh, yeah. Wow. No buzz. True.
Okay.
True being.
A nipple on the bottom of her, on the sole of her foot?
We got pictures, too.
Cool.
Wow. Looks to me like a big-ass boil that needs to be lanced.
Man, I guess Paul Simon could write a song about it.
Nipples on the soles of my shoes. Nipples. Lovely nipples on the soles of my shoes. She sought medical care for a lesion in her left foot. It is a well-formed nipple surrounded by areola and hair.
Well, we're going to milk this story for all it's worth.
John said to me, would you suck her feet? And I said, no.
No.
No, I would not.
Tickle them, maybe. I might, if they were clean, I might suck them.
We'll look at the picture when we come back, and we'll put that up on the internet as well, along with the picture of Rob, and then we'll discuss the woman who's got a big nipple growing on her foot.
The only problem is in cold weather, her shoe doesn't fit.
How can you take him seriously with his stupid corny jokes when he's wearing his dumb queen wig?
It's the joke's better.
Divine pops in with the joke of the day.
Thank you, Paul Lynn. All right, pause, everybody. Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Christmas holiday centered around bars. What was Jesus thinking?
The Don and Mike Show.
At the
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, now, hold on a second. Stop everything.
Hold the presses.
Why don't you just say our names there? It should be more than just our names.
I agree.
I was going to say that that's the first time we've ever used Jim Belushi as a rejoiner.
Amen to that.
Ouch. Try this way again.
Okay.
Just set it and forget it. Up the Don and Mike Show.
What was the other one?
The other one was kind of chopped off.
Let me see. Hold on a second. Got to reset everything. Do-do-do-do.
Blindly follow Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's it. The part that said blindly follow is cut off.
Blindly follow. And that's the message we need to deliver.
So let me see. So what happened was it went like this. It went
blindly followed.
And then it had gotten cut off. So when we came back, we went
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I love noodling a problem through all the way.
Well, I love it when you pull back the curtain and you show people the inner workings, the inner workings of the beast.
I was sad to hear that this guy from Boston lost himself.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Whoever the guy is from Boston. Not the...
Richard Jenny.
Not the singer guy, no. We had the singer on the show. The lead singer, Tom, what's his name?
Schultz.
Tom Schultz.
This is Brad Delp.
Was he the guy with the big hair?
They all had big hair, didn't they?
No, and there was one guy that had huge hair.
I think that's Tom Schultz that had the big, gigantic afro. Hey, did you get that Channel 4 thing?
Yeah, it's up right now.
Okay, good.
Because outside we have a wintry mix.
Yes. Here is a very quick weather check. Here outside our classic Rockville, Maryland studios, about 7 miles outside of Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia.
North of Washington, D.C.
We're now starting to get what looks like a pretty significant freezing rain, slush,
sleet,
ice thing happening. Yeah. So let's go to Channel 4. You know the guy.
But it is chilly, right? And it is windy.
Steve Villanueva.
Are they starting to panic?
Well, what we're going to do is, because now that we see outside that it's got like a wintry mix and there's ice all over the stairs and people are slipping around, it seems to be changing over a little earlier than they thought it was going to change over. What we're going to do is see what his forecast was,
Super,
from just a few hours ago when he was on TV.
That he was calling for rain.
And your team that's working to try and straighten things out.
Rolling.
Well, what we do here at the Port Authority is we're going to have crews on throughout the night.
What the hell is that?
Keeping the runways open.
Where's the thing that said Steve Villanueva's forecast? Because he was on this morning. Let's see what he has to say. He was on all the way till the new newscast.
You'll be able to know when it's him. It's like catching a fish. You know, you'll know when he's on the line.
But it is chilly, and it is windy.
We got our computers.
For goodness sakes.
Computer runs.
Are they talking about the road crews again? Sending Megan McGrath out to the salt mines?
I don't know. Where's the thing when I was on it just a moment ago, it had the thing that said, click here for Steve Villanueva's forecast.
And you couldn't resist it.
And it had a little picture of him. And then I said to Robbie, I have to install Real Player on this computer, so let's move it to to this computer.
Right.
Just go back to the homepage.
Okay, Channel 4's homepage.
Go to WR, go to, oh, did you go to the wrong, what did you go
is
to?
Is it WRC4.com?
Yeah. What did you go to, boy?
That's where I went.
Okay, www.
You know why you're having trouble with that, Rob?
Why is that?
Because you don't have your wig on.
Must be it.
Your powerful wig.
His power wig.
It's not WRC4.
It's just like a, it's W, it's not WRC4.com?
It's NBC4.com.
NBC4.com, that's, right. That's what it is. when we get this, we're going to pass it right along to you.
And we'll tell you how you can open your car with this.
Mm-hmm. Instant internet. Absolutely.
There we go. All right, scroll down a little bit. D.C. under flood warning. See, oh, you know what, those bastards? Oh, there it is. Steve Villanueva's forecast. Bingo.
We're gonna get, are we going to hear the audio?
Yeah, he's just clicked on it now.
Ah.
And she's loading.
And at the station, the load will... Well, we're going to come back tomorrow and actually play the forecast.
Here it is. Okay. Steve's Friday forecast.
Ah.
There we go. The D.C. area forecast.
The D.C. area forecast.
Keep in mind right now, like I said, it's not a full-blown ice storm outside.
No. They didn't call for it, though. I mean, don't you think we're close enough to the city where they could?
Yeah.
They said tonight it might end.
Oh, you got to sit through a commercial like everything on the internet. I think what they were screaming is that it's just, it's going to be a rain event.
Ah,
with a flash flood warning.
Well, it's a wintry mix event now.
Okay, come on. God damn. Here we go. Loading video. Let's see what the guy said. This was during the 11 a.m. newscast. Okay, beautiful.
We're going to find out about our...
Find out about our,
is that where it's buffering?
Our weather now. Let's talk to Steve, who has been watching those weather maps all morning long for us. How's it looking now?
It looks wet.
Definitely.
Really, douche?
Yeah. Is that going to turn into snow, though, anytime soon?
Tonight it could change over to a little snow in the district, maybe picking up an inch in grassy areas.
Tonight.
Well north and west of the city. That's where we could have some pretty good snows today. Yes, snow. After seeing
well, he's not
the 70s
and
the
saying
80s.
Anything.
Boy, the pattern has
he said it's
going
to be rain, though.
A live look outside and
he's not saying anything.
He
said it could change to wet snow.
He said in the western and northern sub, the far northern and
far western and northern.
Weather as we head into the weekend. So 40 degrees right now. It is raining. A northeasterly flow at 16. Gusting up to 22.
I don't know why we love gusting the weather guys so much.
Because they're fun.
And we could pick up an
it's fun to do this.
Hold on.
2 inches of rain, which could lead to some flooding. Oh, boy. All right. So
Oh boy.
Right now,
he's not saying anything about
no, he's
the
not.
Degrees, even colder in the Shenandoah Valley. And this is
you know, I'm just going to let this roll for a second until he gets to the...
They love the Shenandoah Valley, though.
You know what? Hold on. We can... Fast forward this.
Some light rain in the Beltway, but we have heavier rain north of the Beltway from about, looks like Frederick. Through.
Now, when did he deliver that forecast this morning?
It was at 10:54 a.m.
With the moisture in Pennsylvania and the areas north, and as the day goes on, some
it
of that...
It just says cold and rainy. Cold and rainy.
Over to snow.
Well, that's not what I saw outside.
And in the Shenandoah Valley.
Shenandoah Valley, kiss my ass.
Rain,
okay, here we go.
Mixing with snow, ending...
Oh, here's the forecast. Okay, I've got to back it up.
Mm-hmm.
Here's
maybe
forecast.
A snow shower too during the afternoon hours, and as we head into Sunday, lots and lots of sunshine. So finally, so for today, rain heavy at times. Temperatures upper 30s, right around 40 tonight. Rain mixing with snow, ending late. A cold night. Temperatures in the 20s. And here is the extended forecast. So again, just a really damp day.
That's the real Conjuring when he gives you the extended forecast.
Something that we'll have to watch tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, a snow shower or two, not out of the question. Windy.
Geez.
And there's nothing. I mean, this is why
nothing
people,
about sleep. Right.
I hate giving the commuters in the D.C. area, in the metro, the benefit of the doubt. But this is really part of the reason for the panic.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all you hear on TV for the last 24 hours is, flood watch!
Right.
3 inches of rain. If this was snow, this would be 3 feet of snow, but that's not going to happen. We're going to have a flood watch.
Now, it's sleeting outside our studios in Rockville, Maryland right now. However, that could change to wet snow if... but see, now I'm looking... it's sleet. It's kind of... Don?
Yes.
It's
an ice event.
Yeah, did you try to walk down the front steps during the break?
It's an ice event.
Yeah, right. Everything's
already.
Iced
I
over.
Fell right on my keister. Everything's iced over.
Don, do you see the grassy area over by the condos?
Yes, I do.
They're already covered.
With ice pellets, Mike. That's not snow. That's ice pellets.
That's a wintry mix that's covering those shrubs.
What's the current Rockville temp, Buzz?
I've got 33 degrees.
It's chilly, and it is windy.
You know, 33 degrees, if I'm not mistaken, that's very close to freezing.
Yes.
In the neighborhood.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, dangerously close.
So what a slide.
My question is, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Get Megan McGrath on the phone.
Put your wig on, Rob. That'll help.
I only feel safe if you have your wig on.
We may need that for traction.
It would still be raining if Rob had the wig on.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's not to love about the Shenandoah Valley?
Here's the problem with the Shenandoah Valley, honey. We've had this discussion previously on our show. Mm-hmm. The Shenandoah Valley is how many hours away from Washington, D.C.?
Oh, but it's such a beautiful place to come and visit and live.
Yeah, you're living out there right now, aren't you? Smoking a big fatty.
I'm driving through the beautiful Shenandoah Valley. It's a winter wonderland, like Merry Christmas.
Okay, God.
And we're barely picking you up, but loving every minute of it.
Big ice ball just doesn't come right through her windshield.
She's got pigtails.
No.
The Swiss Miss look.
Got out of school early.
She's got those big horsewoman pigtails.
Let me go put on my boots and go mug some stalls.
Heidi, here's the deal. You live 3 to 4 hours away from Washington, D.C.
My husband works in Manassas.
Well, then he's stupid for having a 4-hour commute. But my
he has a 1-hour commute.
Don't yell at me, please.
If he's working in Manassas, he's far from stupid.
Nice look around cafe.
No, just because I'm a resident.
Get some snow cream. You want me to make some snow cream? You can come down to the Shenandoah Valley and eat snow cream.
Hey, I'll make
snow cream.
I'll make you some snow cream. You
know, All right.
Hold on. No. Don't leave us just yet. We'd like to talk to you.
Now, the Shenandoah Valley really is too far away for the Washington, D.C. weather guys to be hanging their hat on the fact that you're going to get 6 inches of snow. It's out of the viewing area. It's too far away. Go find your own weather. That's what I say.
Now, I got a satellite dish out in my field, and that's all I get is Washington weather.
May I?
I thank God every morning when I turn on Channel 4 and they're telling me what the weather in the Shenandoah Valley is.
May
I don't have any cable.
May I interrupt for a moment and ask you a personal question?
Sure, ask away.
Have you ever ridden bareback?
What do you mean? Has some guy ever had sex with her without a condom?
I don't know. Interpret it whatever way you wish. We'll accept any. She does sound like an equestrian.
No, I'm not.
You're not? You're not wearing like a, one of those shirts that's tied at the midriff that looks like a checkerboard?
Or she would look something like Kira Sedgwick and she'd say, you know what I want to do this afternoon?
You got Kira Sedgwick on the brain. You like Kira Sedgwick, don't you?
I want you to take me in the barn.
Mm.
I want you to throw me up on this hayloft.
Yes.
I want you to get some manure in my hair.
Yeah. that killed it. That killed it for me right there. Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Darling.
Wow.
In the barn.
On another note, you guys need to stay out of the shed and
help me. All right. Okay. I'm glad you have bad weather. Right. Bye-bye.
Wow. All right. Bye-bye.
I'm glad you have a satellite dish. I'm so glad Channel 4 gives us the weather because we live 4 hours away. Blah, 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 blah.
Just remember what you said. Get your own weather. Get your own weather. That's right.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Howdy.
Hello. Hi, Don.
Hi,
Mike.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I have a home in the Shenandoah Valley, which I am in right now, and I have a home in Fairfax.
Mm-hmm.
40 miles exactly, driveway to driveway.
Too far.
So?
He's not yielding.
Too far. Too far to be infringing on the Washington Metro forecast.
Don, but in this area, 40 miles.
Washington.
40 miles. Is 3 hours. It can be, yes. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, you know what I wanted to tell you, too?
What's that, darling?
I'm sure you're going to tell us.
Yesterday, Buzz's newscast, you were giving him a hard time about Ephedra or whatever that drug is.
Wow. He beat him senseless about that, yes.
I'm dizzy. I can barely stand.
He was right. There were also reports people are getting up in the middle of the night and cooking turkey dinners, eating half of a turkey, going back to bed, getting up in the morning, and they don't remember what happened and why their kitchen, like a cyclone, hit it.
Mm-hmm. Right, honey.
Well, that was Rob and myself, and we lied about that part about not remembering. We enjoyed every bite of that turkey.
I think we hashed that out with Buzz pretty much yesterday during the news.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my point on that was that Patrick Kennedy, and I did see him today, and he's coming out like he's a poster boy,
right.
And incidentally, he really needs his meds because he was like Tom Arnold today when I saw him.
Twitchy?
When I saw him on TV, he had some other guy with him, like his partner. And I don't mean like his...
K-K-K-K.
I mean like his AA partner or whatever. Know,
right. Sponsor.
So, yeah, sponsor. Ah. Some other congressman or senator was sitting up there
right.
and having to keep his hand on Patrick Kennedy's shoulder...
To calm him down?
So that he wouldn't keep bouncing around like when Tom Arnold was on the Best Damn Sports Show.
Could it be like the Brian Wilson thing where he's got his handler? Is that the guy that's his handler that keeps him level?
It's another senator.
No, this
is... Oh, it's another senator.
It's another elected official.
Illinois. I have no idea.
But Patrick Kennedy's whole thing was, if I had only known, as his right leg is going up and down and up and down, his left arm's kind of spazzing out, if I had only known that mixing the whatever it was with the whatever it was would make me run into a tree, why I wouldn't have done it. But I'm here now to help save other lives.
It was anti-nausea medication and either Ambien or Lunesta. You take too much Lunesta, I understand you drive in your sleep to the Shenandoah Valley. And you meet those women that have horse stalls.
And then I saw Patrick Kennedy say that, to the voters of Rhode Island, is that his state?
Yeah, I think he's the representative from Rhode Island.
The voters of Rhode Island have given him one last chance.
Mm-hmm. Good.
This is his last big chance.
Is he the one that has one leg?
God bless him.
I don't think Patrick Kennedy has one leg.
There's Ted Kennedy's son?
I don't know. Not from
it's what?
Paul McCartney's wife.
Paul McCartney's wife. No, I think Ted Kennedy's got a son that had cancer and lost his leg. I'm pretty sure. I'm not. Tom, I'm serious about this.
That's not funny.
Anytime you mention an amputation, you know, that's what gets Tom going.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi there. Poor Patrick Kennedy. Poor brave Patrick Kennedy, putting everything on the line now. You know, forget the fact that his political life is crumbling in front of his eyes, and what he's having to do is major, major spin and damage control today on TV. That is my whole bitch with this story.
Right.
Is that they're tying him in with this other story, which I had heard before,
right.
about people, like the lady said, people getting up in the middle of the night doing crazy stuff because of their sleep meds.
Right.
It's just... Take the two apart,
yes,
please.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Let's do that.
Hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Good. I was touching on the weather forecast that you guys were talking about a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
You hit it on the head. I mean, who cares about Shenandoah Valley? All this technology they have, and they can't predict that we're going to get 3 to 6 inches of snow?
Tell them to get their own weather.
You're goddamn right. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for the call.
I predict she's going to have a good weekend.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
How you doing?
How you doing? Man?
How you doing? It's chilly and it's windy. Chilly.
I'm on the highway right now.
Are you?
And I got this old car that's in the middle lane, and they got their hazards on.
Uh-huh.
And I guess a half mile ahead of me they were, and... you know, now traffic is, like, really dead slow. I was going 6 miles an hour to 35.
Keep us posted.
Why do people put their hazards on when it's raining or if it's just crappy outside?
Don, this is a valuable public service. This guy is venting. He needs to vent with somebody.
I agree. I am not going to cut this guy off because what he's saying is what we've all thought.
Mm-hmm.
This is a phenomenon, I think, that's mainly here in the D.C. area.
You're right.
Where people leave their cars on the side of the road when it starts to get bad outside.
Right. So
another thing that happens is during a driving rainstorm or sleet, people take it upon themselves to think that they're police officers to turn on their emergency flashers and slow down to 30 miles an hour and kind of careen over 3 or 4 lanes to make sure that no one goes past them.
Right. You know what another thing is, and I call it playing traffic cop also, and I can't stand this. You ever getting back at the people that you're on a 2-lane road and it's going very, very slow and somebody decides they're going to play traffic cop and let somebody pull into the driveway or the bank or wherever they are, which is, I think, one of the most dangerous things you can do. Especially if it's a 2-lane road and you get a guy in the left lane that decides he's going to be the good Samaritan and let somebody go in. And then you got somebody going 60 that's coming down in the other. I mean, it's lethal when they do that. I hate it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Right, it is illegal.
Yeah, dangerous.
Don and Mike, how you doing, man?
Howdy, what's up?
Hey, I'm calling from the Bay Area, not Sacramento.
Okay.
And I used to live up in Chico, which is north of Sacramento. And
know it well. Know it very well, we know.
Do you really? There's this weather guy up there, and he is half deaf, and he's on the radio, and you can barely understand what he says half the time.
What's his name? We'll get a tape of him.
Anthony Watts.
Anthony Watts?
Yeah, do you want me to tell you what station he's on?
Sure. Watts, I think he's
on. It's on K
K-P-A-Y in Chico.
K-Pay.
K-Pay in Chico. Chico's first.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. You can check out their website, and he's all over their website.
All right, my friend. We'll check it out. Thank you. Howdy, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, the Kennedy with the missing leg?
Yes.
His name is Eileen.
Oh, stop.
Hello, wow. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay, very well.
Hey, did you guys watch Access Hollywood last night and see Billy Bush with Barbie at the Mattel hospital?
Hey, guys. I'm here with Barbie, guys. Fantastic. We're over here. Barbie with her thin waist and her big boobs.
What, a Barbie doll? Is that what it was? Or was it an actress dressed up as Barbie?
There was an actress dressed up as Barbie, and he was trying to put the wings on, and he yells out, "Damn it, I'm a fairy."
And if they had an actress as a real Barbie, isn't the complaint about Barbie with the parents groups that if Barbie was a real girl, her boobs would be like 46 double E, and her waist would be like a 25-inch waist?
Yeah, impossible standard to live up to. But I wonder if Billy Bush got to change her in and out of different clothes. That's what I used to do when I had my Barbie.
What a crazy position. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Well. I may have played with Barbies because I had an older sister, and I might have actually had my G.I. Joes, get to know my Barbies a little.
Dry hump them?
Well, they were in her closet, and it was a doll, and it was fun. And I didn't do, like, boy stuff either, take the heads off or do any...
Set them on fire?
No, I would dress them very, very carefully. Yeah, very seductive.
Hello, what's up?
I think we need to take a step back for 420 timeout.
Oh, this guy wants a 420 timeout, but it's still 5 minutes until 420.
You're early. And that's really not the, you shouldn't be early for 420. You
shouldn't.
That's, you can be late for 420.
That's right.
That's more normal.
It goes against the grain.
Get it? Normal?
Nambla. We're just saying some of our favorite groups.
With acronyms. Oh, man.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. And, of course, NRA. Those are my two favorite, Nambla and NRA.
Sure. NAFTA.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, McBuddies. How you doing?
Hi there.
The difference between the Shenandoah Valley and where we are is we're in that zone of uncertainty. So how are they supposed to know what's going to happen?
What a great term. The zone of uncertainty.
Yeah, zone of uncertainty. One more Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, I got a celebrity lookalike for Mike O'Mara.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Have you guys seen The Riches?
The Riches.
The new show with Eddie Izzard and Minnie Driver. Izzard.
It's on Showtime, right?
Yeah.
No, it's on FX.
Isn't Eddie Izzard the drag queen?
There's a picture of him in the last week's Entertainment Weekly, and I thought it was a dead ringer for Mike.
All right, well, I'll have to look for it, and if it's kind of close, I'll put the makeup on that'll maybe bring us closer together.
More photo chopping. Yeah.
It's going to be a weekend of that, and it also cements the fact that we're having a Friday.
Hello, Donna Mike. Oh. Don and Mike.
Hello there, Don and Mike. How y'all doing?
Okay. Well, what can we do for you?
I just want to let you know I'm calling down here from Bud, Virginia. I want to tell you that we have a nice little blizzard going on down here. They're talking about on the weather now down here.
Now, exactly which dialect is he trying to give us?
This is French.
What a hell of a storm down here in Fultonburg.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Fultonburg, Virginia.
Did you understand what part of Virginia?
Fultonburg. Sure.
Fultonburg.
I thought he said Saltonburg.
No.
Fultonburg. What down back there?
Phonebook. He's calling from Phonebook, Virginia.
Phonebook, Virginia.
Phonebook, Virginia.
Phonebook, Virginia. It's one hell of a town down here. We got one stoplight, we've got a food line, and that's about it.
Get out of here, you retard.
He's wearing a little beret right now, and he's got the French flag that he's waving with that impression. America's
And I'll town. Tell you what, these flies are wonderful. Thank
no
you.
No deal, Howie.
Okay, bye-bye. Goodbye. Jesus Christ.
Nice!
It's really. The weather. It's the weather.
Not really nice. You know what we didn't do? Oh, we did not call Ireland.
True.
No. We will do that for St. Patrick's Day. John Waters coming up. And an ice storm! That was not predicted!
Get me McGrath. That's Megan McGrath.
You are fixated on her.
Oh, yeah, I'm fixated because she's hotter than balls. Man, oh man. From her big teeth to her big ass.
Big all over.
Absolutely. McGrath. I'm a McGrathite. I truly am. I'm starting a fan club.
For Megan McGrath from Channel 4. And just let me point out that this is a chick who you unmercifully would say every day is the ugliest woman on TV when she was like 8.5 months pregnant, outdooring reports, standing in front of some goddamn pile of salt when it was going to snow. She was standing out there.
It was a cover. I've always wanted to get close enough to lick her teeth.
Ah!
I truly have. Especially in the morning. First thing in the morning. Good morning, Megan. Good morning. Ah, McGrath.
Okay, St. Patrick's Day. Oh, and the nipple foot.
Yeah,
never got the nipple foot.
Come on.
But we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Call me Grandpa again, and you and I are going to play a little game called Hide the Wingtip. There may be a generational gap here, I'll explain. The wingtip is my shoe. The hiding place is your ass.
What is that?
That's the truth, Mike.
That's great.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Welcome back to the film.
Just set it and forget it. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I love the gay YouTube. What is this from, like, Discotopia? What was the name of that album?
Zooropa.
Zooropa. Zooropa. Oh, it was a song. It's Lemon.
Lemon.
Ah, Lemon.
It's got a bit of a techno feel to it.
And it's St. Patrick's Day. I'm still playing U2 there. Nice band from Ireland.
On their website.
We are going to call, what, Buzz?
YouTube's website.
It hardly ever happens to you, Buzz.
I know, but it was worth it, in my mind. We won't give your phone number up. All right, thank you.
Maybe he needs a wig.
He has to wear the wig.
He needs a wig.
That'll be the punishment wig.
Oh, you know, hold on a second. Before we call Ireland. Now we do have people calling it. I think about your wig.
Oh, good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi there.
Hey, I just wanted to call and say that I only listen to you guys like maybe once or twice a week while I'm driving, but Rob is hilarious.
I agree.
Did you like him on the web?
That's nice. And hang up after that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, what's up? Speaking of Irish people, whatever happened to Greg Gillespie?
Are you in our favorite leprechaun?
Yes, sir.
I think he's, he's just sitting by his pot of gold.
He got another job somewhere. He got a job. Greg Gillespie got canned as the program director, and he got a job back in Pittsburgh, I think.
Right.
He left the area.
Good for him.
If you must know. Good for him.
Him and his shillelagh.
Hold on, let me go to the Photoshop, because there's a great picture of Rob. You know this guy in Orlando who listens to the show, Darren, who listens online?
Right.
Here it is. I just looked at it a second ago. He's the guy that put together the Merrill, Howard, Kalen, I Feel Good thing.
Uh-huh.
Mike, jump on over here for a second, please. And take a look at. He has photoshopped Rob into the ad for planes, trains, and automobiles. And if that is not, seriously, it's not funny. It's great.
It is. It's scary.
You could look at it and say, hey, I didn't know John Candy had a beard.
There he is.
In Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Wow.
Outstanding work.
That is quick, too.
On the Photoshop page at DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Keep them coming.
Pictures of Rob in his brand-new handsome birthday wig. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Is this some kind of law that you have to close down a gas station if there's a fire nearby? I can't get gas at Costco.
You can't get gas at Costco?
Are you calling from Northern California, from Sacramento?
Hello?
Yes.
Sir, I asked you a question.
I was wondering if you were asking legitimately about that big-ass bridge fire in Sacramento, or were you mocking Mike's charitable organization, Star of Sacramento Now?
SSN.
No, I wasn't. I went to Costco to get gas, and they had it closed just because I thought they had that fire under control.
Well, my goal in the Sacramento area, the greater... Oh, bless you, Rob. My goal in the greater Sacramento area is to close all the Costcos eventually. Not with, you know, where you can get pants and you can get batteries, but not the food.
That's funny, Jackie. That's funny. I'll take 3 gallons of Kirkland unleaded.
Have you ever gassed up at Costco?
I have.
I have not. I've seen the pumps.
I have. It is significantly cheaper. It really is.
And I'm always sure that if I put that gas in my car, as soon as I drive away, it's going to sound...
Are you brand name like you are in the grocery stores with gasoline?
Even though I know it's retarded and I know it's all the same gasoline everywhere.
So we won't see you at Racetrack anytime soon.
Wow.
Racetrack. I think Racetrack even scares me a little bit.
Well, first off, Racetrack and such... are good if you're getting regular unleaded money.
They're cheap. No credit cards, though, at Racetrack.
You go for super unleaded, a lot of times it's a jip. You look at the sign and it says, well, it said recently, very exciting, if it was under $2 a gallon for regular, then you pull in, it's like unleaded $2.49. Oh, and I talked to a friend of mine in California last night.
Yeah.
$3.20 a gallon everywhere in California.
Whoa.
Everywhere, not just in L.A., everywhere in California.
How come Sunoco doesn't sell the 94 octane anymore?
They don't?
I've been to a couple of Sunoco stations. They don't have it.
That used to be their big chip because you had a car that required it.
I loved the 94 octane. Who the hell knows what octane is? But I liked it because it was a bigger number.
Now, when you have to have brand name gas, does that exclude Getty? The Getty station?
Where would you be on Getty? I'm curious about that.
If I'm in the New York area, Getty's a go-to.
Yeah. Getty's a name brand.
We have one here. I've been to that
You got your Sunoco, you got your Shell, you got your Mobile.
My car's
owner's manual says only use brand name gasolines. Don't use discount gasoline.
Really?
It says that in the owner's manual.
Well, Amoco is BP now.
Right. Well, yeah.
Actually, I think mine does as well. And I think it's a big, gigantic come-on just to get you to, of course, spend more money.
It's a conspiracy. Big oil, big automobiles. I mean, that's what they do.
My manual says leave the car running all night.
Hey, Rob, get over here and call Ireland. Let me see.
Who shall we call?
Let's see. How about... I might pick one of these places.
Okay.
The Dublin Grand Hotel.
Mm.
Or Duffy's Pub.
Duffy's Pub in Dublin?
Yep. These are all in Dublin.
All in Dublin, okay.
Or the Brazen Head Pub. The Palace Bar. Or Davy Burns Bar.
Brazen Head,
you got it.
Like the sound.
Yeah.
Give
me a moment.
Brazen Head.
Zero.
I wish everybody that for St. Patrick's Day weekend.
1, 2, 3, 5.
That means in public. Sure.
1, 2, 3, 5. Absolutely.
Well, you could be in one of those carriages.
Sure.
One of those horse-drawn carriages.
That's pretty brazen. Okay, let's hear that fantastic overseas ring.
There it is.
Now, Rob has to pick it up and do that whole FCC thing. Yeah. Permission to come on the air.
They hung up on me.
They hung up. Okay.
I'm so sorry. The Brazen Head didn't work.
Okay, well.
Want to call Duffy's?
Yep. All right.
Nobody wants to say anything when I'm dialing?
I'm sorry. I was zoning out. I was actually getting into the music there for a second.
Enjoying the Irish.
Sorry about that. I was really carried away by it for a second.
There you go. Pick it up, Robbie.
You know what it is, Don?
What?
It's in my jeans.
It's in your pants?
It's in my jeans. No, the amoeba jeans, the thing you're born with.
Calling Duffy's Pub in Ireland.
And they're usually, we usually speak to a manager who's going to be very rushed with a, okay, how are you? Yeah, okay. Yeah, you want a piece of that?
4 hours time difference there, right?
That means it's late at night. They're going to be celebrating today.
Here we go.
Hi, calling from CBS Radio in America. How are you? Will you come on the radio with us?
There you go, Rob.
Will you come on the radio with us?
See how loose he is now? He's not the producer doing this.
Okay, will you come on
be looser if he had his wig on.
Thank you. We've been put on hold.
Uh-oh. I told you. Was he busy, Rob?
Very busy.
Yeah, very busy. Very busy that time of night. Listen, what are you doing? Why are you fooling with me? But there's that music that makes Mike go into a coma.
Oh, Danny boy, have you ever seen the seagulls flying all the heather?
Oh, now we're talking. Now we are talking. This I love.
Oh, my father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green.
Well, go ahead.
My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
I don't even know if that's the right song.
Well, it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more. Will I be in a wild rover? No, never, no more.
That's not matching the bagpipes in any way, shape, or form.
I thought it was nice.
What a crazy song. It was a little pitchy. It was just odd.
That's a real song that I just sang. Well, it's no, nay, never. That's the, I forgot. Oh, and then, of course, there's the unicorn.
Uh-huh.
That's the pussy Irish song. I don't like that. I really don't like that at all.
Okay.
Oh, I know that one. That's like the Peter, Paul, and Mary thing. Like the,
yes.
And then,
exactly.
And then,
there were green alligators. And you go to these, like, professional Irish bars, and they have the people that do all the hand gestures.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I tell you, it's enough to make me want to rip my red hair out.
How are we doing with Duffy's Pub?
It sounds like they've set the receiver down.
Don, while we're waiting for Duffy's Pub, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I seem to have lost most of my gray hair. not my gray hair, my red hair. I don't have it. Only have it in one particular spot now. It's very frustrating, but
I can imagine.
You know, you got gray on top, you got a gray beard, and the only way you can find your Irish red hair is...
The Palace Bar. Let's see if that one rings. Right.
That doesn't even sound Irish.
Okay. Well,
sounds British.
011-353, same prefix as everyone else in Dublin.
The Palace
Bar. Hi, calling from the United States of America. Will you come on the radio with us?
There you go. Come on, Wig.
Okay, put us on with someone who's coming.
That's his new nickname.
Wig. Wig Spiewak.
You get somebody, Wig?
Yeah, he's getting somebody.
Oh, good. Oh, did he sound in a hurry, Wig?
Yes, he did.
They're very busy.
All right, Wiggy.
Wig.
Wig. The Wigster.
The Wig Man.
The man of Wig.
Wigstinia. Yeah.
Wiggy.
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 Hi, from America. Do you have a moment to come on the radio?
No, I don't.
Wiggy.
I'm very, very busy.
Do you have a moment to come on the radio with us?
Wiggy.
Okay, let me talk to the boss then.
Wiggy.
Hello,
what's happening, Wig?
Do you have a moment to come on American radio with us?
Wig's trying to get an Irishman on the phone here.
You're listening to the world of Wig.
Stand by to come on CBS.
Wig's World.
Here we go.
Wig's World.
Wig's World. Party on. Excellent. Wig's World. And if you're going to spew.
Bonus.
That's good for St. Patrick's Day, too.
I'm Wig Campbell. Hello.
How are you?
Here we go. Hi there.
How's that things going?
Welcome to America and happy early St. Patrick's Day. This is the Palace Bar in Dublin, Ireland.
Are you celebrating the holiday?
Oh, very much so. Very much. And a lot of your colleagues are here.
Oh, that's wonderful. We got some Americans in the bar, huh?
Oh, yeah, a lot of them, yes.
Sir,
yes.
May we speak to the drunkest person in your bar?
Sorry?
We'd like to speak to the drunkest person you have in the bar. ask the drunkest customer, ask your drunkest patron if he'd like to go on the radio.
Will you just hold on? Just give me a minute.
You
let
take
me look around.
Thank you so much.
You're listening.
This sounds the same way every year, doesn't it?
To Ireland. Yeah, this is the Palace Bar.
It's working there. Sounds like it's jumping.
Nice going, Wig.
Wig.
We're already
That's
having...
a good pull, Wig.
Hold on. I've got a famous Tipperary man here called Stout Gleason. Hold on.
Stout Gleason. His name is Stout.
His first name is Stout, yeah? Hold on.
Stout.
Great curry.
Like Guinness Stout.
Hold on.
Stout.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, hello. Happy early St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, happy same to yourself.
How are you, Stout?
Where are you now?
We are in the United States of America.
What town are you in?
Washington, D.C.
Oh.
Would you mind if I ask you a question?
Yeah. I'll try and answer.
How'd you get the name Stout?
You can talk about broadband. I came from a long line of obese men.
That's good. Do you drink the stuff? Do you drink the stuff?
No, well, I was called that at 5 years of age, so I hardly had a problem then, you know.
Oh, so you've been stout your whole life then?
Yeah. How are you doing over there?
We're doing great. How many beers have you had this evening?
I had two little bottles of Budweiser.
You're drinking Budweiser?
Yeah, this is a small bottle.
You're not having a pint of Guinness?
No, it's too heavy. It's too heavy for me.
Amen. What will you be switching off to later on?
Well, let's see. I might have a little Irish coffee.
Aye.
Oh, Irish
coffee.
Yeah,
with a little drop of something in it.
Tell me something.
Is your missus there beside you?
on my air. I miss you.
Oh, every day.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Is that why you're talking to me? Anyway, I'll hand you back.
You know what? Is there? Oh, hello?
No, he's like, oh, Irishman. He doesn't listen.
Was he any good?
Oh, no. He was fantastic.
Terrific.
Are any of the Americans drunk?
Pardon?
Are any of the Americans in the bar?
Well, I'll be honest here. A lot of them are staying in the Western across the road. And I think they've gone to bed because they flew in this morning.
Oh, a little jet lag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This morning. All right. Well, thank you. Oh, listen. Do you serve green beer? Pardon? Do you all the same crap they do in America? Do you serve green beer?
Sorry, say that again.
Do you serve green beer?
Will you be serving any green beer on St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, yes, of course we do. Yes, yes, yes.
The only response.
Doesn't this happen every year,
the only
too?
Response when Mike does his Lucky Charms voice.
So you do serve the green beer on St. Patty's Day?
We do, yes, yeah.
What will you be serving? What's on your menu? What kind of food will you be troweling out tomorrow?
Crew beans.
What's he got?
Crew beans, pig's feet, yeah.
Crew beans and pig's feet. Oh, yeah. I tell you, makes me want to fart.
Thank you very much for your time.
No problem. Listen, thank you for ringing.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Thank you for ringing.
Crew beans and pig's feet.
Good job, Wig.
That's a nice pull, Wig. You did good getting that guy on the line.
Why is it that the English doesn't work, the American doesn't work, but as soon as you do that whole, magically delicious thing?
I think it makes me actually, when I do it, I speak louder. Oh, me mother, she was, my father was orange, my mother was green. And there's Michael Fitzpatrick and Fitzpatrick Fitzmichael and Wig. And our good friend Wig.
Okay, well, we
got a good friend, Wig Spiewak.
When we come back, John Waters got a brand new movie coming out, and we will talk to him about it after this pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Even with the hectic events of the day, Raymond Marvel still finds time to satisfy his perverted urges. Watch as he not only commits another act of indecent exposure, but adds to this social horror by making his wife wait in the car. Is there no shame?
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, that's too good. That's from Pink Flamingos. Will be directed by the great John Waters.
Love.
Get ready, because you're about to witness the biggest news event of the year.
Well spoken. It makes for white guys. Don and Mike.
Yep. Got somebody on the phone now, huge fan of this guy, the great John Waters. Hello, John.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. Real pleasure to have you on the show. John is here to promote his new Court TV show. Mind if we chat for a second before we talk about your TV show?
Sure.
Okay. John Waters, famous movies, Hairspray, Big Baltimore guy.
Oh, yeah, Big Baltimore. Put Baltimore on the map. Really.
What is that theater in Baltimore that was going to close down or is always in danger of closing down that just got...
That's the Senator, the big Art Deco Palace. And I joined the committee to save it, and everybody gave in money, and we saved it. But I'm equally upset at the Earl, the porn theater there closed, really. And no one tried to raise money for that. I wanted to.
Now, is there any hope for that theater reopening? No.
It's already a church.
Oh,
And in that theater, you could walk around naked.
And it was called the Earl?
The Earl, and I'm so sad it's gone. I had just as much, and I was... I'm really. Everybody came to battle and saved the Senator theater, but there was not a peep about the Earl.
Was the Earl on the block, John?
No, it was in a residential neighborhood. It was at peace with the neighborhood. It had been there for many years.
It was at peace with the neighborhood.
It was.
That's great.
In your humble opinion, we broadcast to Baltimore every day, and we have for 15 years. What is the best thing about Baltimore, John?
The people have a great sense of humor about themselves. They aren't trendy. They don't understand when people want to move away from Baltimore. They would say, why do you want to do that? Right. Like in other cities, they say, oh, good luck. You're going to have a great time. What a great chance you're going to have. And in Baltimore, they say, why would you do that? They don't understand, which I find quite refreshing.
And I'm right. Can I ask my stupid John Waters question?
Oh, please.
Here's my stupid John Waters question, John. How long does it take you to get your mustache just right?
You know, I could do it probably. If I go blind one day, I could still do it because I've had it since I was 19 and I'm 60. So how many years is that?
And it's a throwback, right? I mean, it's throwback to the old movie mustaches, right?
No, to me, it was Little Richard I wanted to be.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to be the white Little Richard when I was a hippie.
Okay.
So basically, you just shave it from the top down with any kind of razor. Use little scissors, which they didn't used to let you take on airplanes, which was trouble for me for a while, to trim the bottom. And then it's a little gray, so you use a little, it's called a pencil mustache, so you use a little. I like Maybelline myself.
I'm glad I asked.
You're great on, you had a little role on My Name is Earl this past year.
Thank you.
And,
now, there's a Baltimore show, even though it's filmed in L.A., right?
Yeah, right. And didn't you play a mortuary, a funeral director?
Yes, I played an undertaker, yes.
On the My Name is Earl. And for the longest time, when I would see Steve Buscemi, you get that all the time, I'm sorry.
Well, Steve and I laugh about it, we're friends.
Mm-hmm. But I would see him, like, for instance, the first time I saw Fargo, an ad for the movie Fargo,
right.
I thought, oh my God, John Waters shaved off his mustache.
We talk about it all the time, and Steve, one year, we're friends, and one year he did a homicide episode, and they dressed him like me, and my Christmas card was one year Steve Buscemi dressed as me.
That's great.
People say to me on airplanes, you were good at Fargo.
Wow, that's amazing.
You mentioned Homicide, Life on the Street, which was filmed in Baltimore, kind of a precursor to whatever, the Law and Order with Richard
Dawson. Well, The Wire, that's the show they shoot now. That's great.
That's what I wanted to ask. When are you going to be on The Wire? Have you been on The Wire?
Well, I was on Homicide, and I don't know why I haven't been on The Wire, because I look like a junkie, don't I?
What is your current weight, John?
My current weight? I'm fat these days.
Are you really?
I'm really fat, like 165.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's like my left leg. John, your TV show is going to be on Court TV now. When I heard this, see, I thought you had a movie coming out. They said, we got John Waters, one of your favorite directors.
I didn't think up the Court TV show. It starts Monday at 10 o'clock, two episodes, but it's called Till Death Do Us Part. And it's based on true crime, and it's based on couples that really did kill one another. The man or the woman kills one another every week. And it starts at their wedding, and I am the groom reaper, and I enable you to enjoy it.
Hey, now, is it primarily going to be a narration, John?
I'm in it. I mean, okay. I play the groom reaper. I'm always at the weddings lurking around the back and talking to the camera, and I'm in it at the end where basically they're either in prison or the end of the courtroom or they're being taken away by the police, and I talk to the home audience. I enable them to enjoy watching a show about a couple that will murder each other.
So this sounds like it was really done just for you. It's kind of quirky. It sounds like a different approach to a dramatization of a crime scene.
It is. It is. It's a first scripted show that Court TV's ever had. It's not like reenactments and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Of all
but I've always liked going to trials. I mean, I've done that myself, and as long as it's not mine, I mean, I've had a few trials of my own, but I'm glad Court TV wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. So when you were, I guess, was it your idea, or did they come to you?
Oh, it was not my idea. It was Jeff Lieberman's idea, who was a horror director that made some great movies like Blue Sunshine and Satan's Little Helper. And basically, it was his idea, and it was his idea to cast me, and he sold the whole idea to Court TV, and they all came to me together.
Horror movies. I mean, which one of the Chucky movies were you in?
Seed of Chucky.
You knew he was in a Chucky movie.
I was in one of them.
Yeah, and that was the last one where Chucky has a transvestite son named Glenn. Actually, Glenn kills me, but with Chucky's approval.
Do you have to work at being odd, John?
Well, it's my job every day. I got to think up weird things in the afternoon. I try to sell them just like you go to work.
Of all of your films, are you proud of all of them? Pink Flamingos, my favorite. Hairspray, right up there. Polyester. Which one of your films, if you don't mind talking about your films for a second again?
No.
Which one of your films are you most proud of? If someone was to say, what movie defines John Waters? Which one would you pick?
Any of them. You could pick any of the movies from Mondo Trasho up to A Dirty Shame, and they all would say what a John Waters movie is. They all are about people that mind their own business, lose in real life, turn what society thinks is a disadvantage into a style, and win. So I would always pick the ones that are probably not the obvious ones. Everybody's seen Pink Flamingos by now. Everybody's seen Hairspray. So I would probably pick Cecil B. DeMented or Pecker.
Well, Pecker is outstanding. You are diminishing your greatness here, because when Pink Flamingos came out, and I was, I don't know, maybe 13 or 14, that was in the early 70s, right? Like 73, 72? Okay. I remember going into a theater with someone and saying, I have never seen a movie like this. It was so, this gets thrown around a lot, avant-garde. At the time, it was like, Jesus, I'd never seen anything like that. Not that it was shocking or horrifying. It was funny, and it was funny in a quirky way. And
well, it's still like that. It didn't get nicer. It did, political correctness didn't hit it. It didn't change it. But now it's on television. It's on the Sundance Channel all the
time.
How could that be when families are channel surfing and see the singing anus?
I would imagine at the beginning of your career, I mean, how much rejection did you really have to undergo when you were...
I made the first movie in 1964, and I didn't get a good review until 1978.
Wow! It's hard. I can't. You know, I'm feeling old because you've been at it for so long. I forgot that. I mean, you've been doing this a long time.
Yeah, old chickens make good soup.
And how often do you get back to Baltimore?
I live in Baltimore. Are you kidding? I'm coming back there this week. I mean, I live there. That's where my house is. That's where my office is. That's where people work for me. But I live in airports, man. I'm always promoting something. You know, I just had a record album out called A Date with John Waters. I have something on Netflix called...
Well, hold on a second. I want to stop you there. A date? Is it? Did you say a day or a date with John Waters?
A date with John Waters.
So tell me about that album. I got to hear about it. What is it?
Oh, it's out now. It's basically romantic music that I would use to seduce you with if you came over to my house.
That is great.
What's one of the songs or artists?
Well, Patience and Prudence, singing Tonight You Belong to Me, which was the first record I ever shoplifted. That always is sexy.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I really think this show's going to be terrific. I'm looking forward to watching
it. Well, I hope so. It's Monday night. Two episodes. And even if you feel like you're going to kill your wife or husband, sit down and watch it. Maybe you won't do it. Stay single and stay alive.
How much lead time do they give you?
Lead time.
How many episodes have they committed to you?
Yeah, I've already done 13 of them.
Oh, wow.
They're all shot.
And I guess the scary thing is there's really no... it's an endless supply of material, I would imagine, right?
Well, it's not so much because you have to get ones that work for good television. I mean, they have to. You can't have them where the children are involved. There's some things that would make it certainly not so great for comedy. But they're not every murder works for a television series.
Well, here's
truth has to be stranger than fiction, but still work for television.
Do any of the spouses that get it deserve it, John?
Well, deserve it is, you know, a divorce would be easier. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
All right, well, listen, it's been nice slurping you. I mean, that's what I say when we have someone on, all I want to do is just climb into their bung and just applaud and go.
Yeah, bravo.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're really very talented. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. This new show, Monday night on Court TV, 10 o'clock Eastern.
Till death do us part. Good luck with that, John.
Thank you. I'll need it. We all need that. Thank you.
Thank you, dude.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The great John Waters. And I do mean great. Cool.
Do you know, I forget sometimes. I mean, when he said he was, I don't know, maybe it's the personality he has. When he said he was 60 years old, it kind of hit me like a 2x4. I mean, I just completely forgot he has been doing this. How old is Hairspray now? I mean, Hairspray is
still... That's like 75
years old.
25 years. I do remember with John Waters, I think with Pink Flamingos, it was like... Probably when you like the way you felt when you saw Monty Python.
Right.
That for you, Monty Python.
I didn't know you were a John Waters fan because you don't talk about it a lot.
No, because when I first saw the movie Pink Flamingos, I remember sneaking in with my cousin Ronnie because I was not old enough to get in.
Right.
And like going, and I remember him sitting there just going, I don't get this. This ain't funny.
I put the Rocky Horror Picture Show and John Waters movies in kind of the same category.
That's what I was trying to say to you. I was saying that while you're very affectionate for Rocky Horror Picture Show and
Monty Python. Because Monty Python, would you agree that a John Waters film is similar to a Monty Python film in that you'll put 12 people in a room, and by the time that movie's over, 6 people would have left and 6 people are staying. I think it's the best thing I've ever seen. Right.
Hairspray, thank you, Wig.
Wig.
Coming from Wig, Hairspray was out in 1988.
88, okay, so it wasn't that long ago.
1988, and oh, here we go. Here's a John Waters fan. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, buddies.
Hi, Tom.
You got me with that, because it almost sounded real for a second.
It's
a TV star.
Tom, how do you spell Hairspray?
Hair.
Well, start again, Tom.
H-A-R. Spray, S-P-R-I-N-G.
Right.
Harspring.
How do you spell sleet?
S-I-S-T.
Cyst.
Perfect.
Right. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna. How are you, Tom? I'm going to give you a real challenging one. How about a wintry mix? Spell wintry mix.
Wintry?
Yeah, just wintry.
W-I-N-N-E-R-M-I-X.
Winter mix.
How about Pink Flamingo? Pink.
Pink, P-I-P-I-K-E.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're great. Flamingo.
F-I-R-E-D.
Pike fired. Beautiful.
So what's happening, Tom?
How are you, Tom?
Yeah.
What are you doing for St. Patrick's Day, Tom?
I don't know. What are you all doing?
Aren't you coming down to be part of our special show?
Yep. When? Tomorrow? Oh,
tomorrow. St. Patrick's Day.
Yep. I'll be down there.
Big live broadcast, 3 o'clock tomorrow.
A big live broadcast tomorrow at 3 o'clock at O'Meara's.
I was not going to lead him down that primrose path.
Are you going to be wearing green tomorrow, Tom?
Yep, I'll be wearing green tomorrow.
You are absolutely right, Tom.
It's going to be at O'Meara's and Manassas.
That's right, Tom.
Have a good weekend.
Where's Charlie?
He's not here.
Charlie is too.
No, he is not here.
No. Charlie will come out if you promise not to go to Mike's restaurant.
I will. What?
Charlie will come and talk to you if you promise not to go to Mike's restaurant.
I won't go to Mike's restaurant.
Hello there.
Hello.
Ha ha ha.
Ha ha. Tricked ya.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Oh, okay. Then I'm going back to it.
What?
Tom, talk with an Irish accent.
This is old Cletus.
Oh, what?
This is Cletus from Dukes of Hazzard.
Tom, what can you tell us about St. Patrick's Day? Tell us everything you know about the Irish and St. Patrick's Day.
The Irish is like an Irish. Eyes were smiling.
Right. Tell us everything you know about St. Patrick's Day. What's good about it?
You wear green, and you get drunk with green beer.
Is that it?
Yep.
Very good.
How do you spell drunk?
D-A-R-N-K.
Dark.
He's my man.
He's good today.
He's a swell speller.
He is a swell speller.
Hey, have you seen the picture of Rob on the end of that in his wig?
No.
How do you spell wig?
W-I-N-G.
Wing. That's that's his new nickname. Would you like to call Rob Wig?
Hey, Wig. Hey, Rob, you're a wig.
Tom, you sound like you're in a good mood. Doesn't sound like you're angry today.
Nope, I'm in a good mood today.
Good.
Hey, Tom, you know who's going to have a really good St. Patrick's Day?
Who?
Super Dave.
No.
Oh, yes, he's going to have a great... every holiday is a great day.
Mike is bringing Super Dave to his restaurant to jump out of a cake.
You know what? I don't give a crap.
Wow. Well... moods are subject to change, much like the weather.
He's mentally retarded.
Sounds like someone needs his rubber band.
He did not like Super Day being brought into that conversation.
Remember when Tom told us his therapist told him to snap his wrist with his rubber band?
Yes, he carries it with him, and he doesn't carry it anymore, and that's why he's been angrier and angrier.
Whenever he loses it. All right, thank you to the great John Waters.
Yeah. That was fun.
I do mean that. His show is on Court TV Monday night at 10. We'll have a link on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. We'll be right back. Here's a pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And now, a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Oh, good.
Good morning. Last Saturday, I addressed the annual retreat of hostile regimes and terrorists from the House of Representatives, and we discussed our responsibility to work together on a wide range of issues. One area with great potential for bipartisan cooperation is energy policy. Our nation's reliance on hostile regimes and terrorists leaves us vulnerable to Walmart Central America, who could damage our economy by disrupting the global wood chips and grass supply. Republicans and hostile regimes and terrorists both recognize these problems. We agree on the solution. We need to diversify our energy supply and make America less dependent on Delaware. The best way to do that is by developing new energy technologies here at Walmart Central America. So the federal government has provided more than $2.
Why are you looking at me quizzically as if this is...
Because you're looking at me the same way. We're both looking at each other quizzically, aren't we? Has this been edited in any way?
No. No, Buzz. Right.
Over 5 years for research into alternative sources of energy to reduce America's gasoline usage by 2% in the next 10 years. I know there are different views about the best way to meet this goal.
Yeah.
Some say we should increase the supply of alternative fuels. Others say we should decrease demand for lithium-ion batteries. I believe we need to do both. So on the supply side, I propose a new mandatory fuel standard that will require the use of corn and beans and other alternative fuels by 2017. On the demand side, I propose to reform fuel economy standards to make lithium-ion batteries more energy efficient. This past week, we took a key step toward my goal when I sent Congress my budget for the next fiscal year. The budget proposes $2.7 billion to expand Walmart Central America. I look forward to working with hostile regimes and terrorists to pass this budget and to meet my goal. Thank you for listening.
Okay. Don't really know what was happening there.
I think the editing is the thing.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Sony BMG has a deal with Bruce Springsteen reportedly about $100 million.
Yeah.
You have a deal, very different kind of deal, obviously, with Sony BMG. Sources inside say it's in the same neighborhood. Are you as important to Sony BMG as Bruce Springsteen?
In terms of selling records, yes.
Simon Cowell.
Godless, wow. Motherless bastard. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
That's a snippet from a 60 Minutes interview.
Right.
It'll be on Sunday night with Simon Cowell.
Shut up.
And yeah, they ask him, what are you responsible for? And he pretty much says with a straight face, everything.
Everything.
They mentioned that he made a lot of his money with WWE wrestlers when they came to England.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Making parody songs.
Mm-hmm.
He threw a lot of money as he's trying to hide behind the Teletubbies.
Right.
And
he doesn't like that, right? He doesn't. I mean, obviously, when Ryan Seacrest brought it up. It was Chris Sly that brought it up.
Right, yeah, the Jack Osborne lookalike guy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the other snippet that I saw of this interview was the longer version of that Springsteen thing was, he says, I'm the guy that thought up the American Idol show. It's my show, and I'm responsible for every bit of talent that comes out of that show. And all of those people are signed immediately by Sony BMG, Clive Davis's label. So really, I'm responsible for everything. And then the guy says, it's Anderson Cooper who says,
right.
Well, are you more important than Bruce Springsteen? And Simon Cowell thinks about 1 second and goes, yes.
In terms of selling records, yes.
Yeah.
Or say, records.
Gotta love him.
On Idol.
Gotta love him.
He doesn't give props to his fellow judges.
I don't. Well, in the snippet I saw, it's all about Simon Cowell.
You know, we talk a lot about American Idol, but one of the things that I notice, it seems to me that the more whacked out of her mind Paula Abdul is, the more Simon really gets into looking at her. It seems to me that the nights where, like the other night when she burst into tears,
uh-huh.
And it's a floor show for him. He seems to really dig it.
The more I watch it, they're all in on it together. They're playing us like rubes. I mean, the whole Simon and fag Ryan Seacrest gay thing back and forth, they're winking the whole time going, hey, we're fooling everybody in America. How many times have you seen during the show while someone's singing, Simon Cowell's leaning over and talking to Paula.
Oh, yeah, they're not even paying attention.
Right.
They're not even paying attention to it.
And, you know, he's probably saying stuff you're like, God, I'd like to. I'd F you. I'd F you so hard.
Paula. Uh-huh. Paula. After the show's over, back to my flat. Off you go. The one way that I don't think we're being played,
you know,
she's whacked out of her mind a lot? I mean, don't you think still? I think she has that. When she bursts into tears,
I think she's just stupid.
You think it's just a lack of ability to speak English?
I really think she's just stupid. Okay. There's so many years where she may have been on drugs, or she may be on booze, or she may be on pills.
Dumb. You may think she's stupid, but I think we should get a sample. We should get a sample for her.
Sure.
From her.
That's probably one of the things he says to her during while they're singing. I'd love to have you give me that sample right now. If you filled up that cup for me.
Thank you very much. Is it one of the Coca-Cola cups? One of the red plastic Coca-Cola cups. Don't you think Coca-Cola could actually upgrade their cups instead of those big plastic ones?
They show up. Negative. You know why? Have you been to Target recently?
No.
Do you know that they sell those things?
Really?
Do you know that there are idiots like me when I was in Target?
Oh, I buy them.
I said, let's buy 12 of them.
Oh, I buy them in a heartbeat.
Sure.
Because we are rubes, aren't we?
Well, I think everybody likes it. It harkens back to your youth, the shape of the Coca-Cola glass. That is a pretty unique advertising beacon in itself.
Mm-hmm.
I know when we were in France, when our families went to France, like, I don't know, 5 years ago, whatever, for a vacation, we were in that restaurant, and they served it. We asked for a Diet Coke,
mm-hmm.
and they brought Coca-Cola Light, which is what they sell in Europe. And they brought these little glasses that had, they were like little tiny Coke glasses.
Right, right.
You know the shape I'm talking about.
12-ounce glasses.
Yes, and...
8 ounces.
8 ounces, okay.
And on the side, you know, they're written Coca-Cola Light. And I remember saying we should try to steal these glasses. And didn't Frida just flat out ask for them?
I don't know, but I know where they are now.
Well, oh, so you got them.
Yeah.
I've got two of them in my house.
And I have a pair of them as well.
Wasn't that when you guys both ate the Royale with cheese?
I'm pretty sure that we asked. I'm pretty sure we didn't steal them.
I believe we were all ready to steal them, and Frida said if we ask, we'll get them.
And they gave them to you?
Yeah, but it wasn't as fun. We stole other things, though.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Can you remember what you stole in France?
Glassware from every one of the restaurants.
Glassware from everywhere.
We did.
And I think I got a martini shaker.
Then, of course, a Royale with cheese is from Pulp Fiction when he's talking about Amsterdam.
Right.
But do they serve French fries with mayonnaise over there? Is that the way the French fries are served?
No, I think that's...
Wisconsin.
There is no mayonnaise for... Because in France, they're just called pommes frites.
Pommes frites.
And they come with, they
okay.
come with no mayonnaise.
All right.
Anyway, there's something about that Coca-Cola... I mean, good for them marketing-wise. Mm-hmm. There was something about that... The shape of that cup and the shape of the bottle that is obviously very distinctive and makes you think of that product, which is why, you know, like, I'm a dumb lemming. I was in Target. I said, it looks like the cups in Poland and Randy drink out of it. There's my 12 of them.
We'll see. We're all getting played. You're absolutely right. But but isn't it better if you know you're getting played? We know we're getting played.
Here's another way we're getting played, and I don't like this. The San Diego Chargers are changing their uniforms. Now, this is how we get played a lot as sports fans.
Right.
That teams change the uniforms all the time, so you will go out and buy the new stuff.
They're not going to get rid of the lightning bolts, are they?
No, they're not. And here's the thing. They're doing it half-assed. In my humble opinion, one of the best sports uniforms ever is the San Diego Chargers powder blue jerseys and the white helmets.
In yellow.
With the number, the white helmets with numbers on the side where the logo normally is, and they have the lightning bolts on top.
Mm-hmm.
It's like from the 1960s, back when I was a kid.
Don't they have lightning bolts on the shoulders, too?
Yeah, they have lightning bolts on their helmets and lightning bolts on their pants, but it's mainly the powder blue jersey.
Right.
So last night I'm watching SportsCenter, and they say, and stay tuned, because the San Diego Chargers are unveiling their new uniforms, right? And I'm like, cool!
Yeah, because you love a good uniform.
And I've always thought that the 1960s San Diego uniforms, you know, certainly not in a class with your classic Packers, Cowboys, Steelers.
Bengals. The Bengals.
But pretty strong. So they bring the guys out, and, of course, the powder blue is just their alternate jersey.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They have changed their helmets. They will have white helmets this year. They won't have
Doesn't sound very dramatic.
They won't have the numbers on the side. But you know what they did? You know how every team's jerseys now look like the Atlanta Falcons jerseys?
Mm-hmm.
You know how they got the big, on top of the number on front, the team's name is written in slanty font, where it says Falcons with all letters going to the right.
Right.
And then you've got like five layers of different colors going different ways, and the stripes are going the wrong way.
So I'm guessing you don't approve.
No.
You don't approve of this uniform change.
If San Diego was going to change their uniforms, you go to powder blue as your regular go-to home uniform. And if you're going to have the white helmets, the classic white helmets, put the goddamn numbers on the side like it was back in the day with Lance Allworth and John Hadle.
I wouldn't
speech over.
I wouldn't think that you would have liked San Diego's uniforms as some of the best in football.
Classic uniforms.
Really?
Classic uniforms. And you wouldn't think that powder blue is like a color that makes you think, oh, go out and kill man playing football.
Well, it's the UNC. You know, there's so many Carolina fans. Carolina, it's kind of a Carolina blue.
Well.
Or is it a powder blue?
Here's the thing.
I mean, they're playing football and it's powder blue.
Now, really, we're in my wheelhouse. Let me explain to you. There is Carolina blue.
Right.
There's also Dodger blue.
Oh, yeah, there's
Dodger. There is also Detroit Lions. Hawaiian blue.
Is that what it's called, Hawaiian blue?
And then there is what San Diego has, which is powder blue, which is very similar to UCLA.
Do you know this because you play your Madden? Where are you getting this information from?
From the faggot side of my brain.
No. Do you get this because you go into the Madden thing to design a uniform and they give you those colors?
No, I because...
You read about uniform design. Well, you shop.
I'm a...
Have you ever thought of designing a uniform? just for fun.
Gay.
Well, look, I'm not the one that brought up the powder blue uniforms. I'm simply saying, have you ever thought about putting pen to paper, like, for example, right here in Washington, D.C.?
Already done it, haven't you? Haven't you?
I designed a uniform one time.
For who?
The Washington Capitals hockey team.
Did you really?
And you know what? I mean, I swear to God, I did the Capitol Dome, uh-huh. with hockey sticks crust. Damned if they don't use it sometimes.
Pretty much my thought is always, I like the old ones. Like with the Redskins, I would go back to the yellow helmet
mm-hmm.
that had the R in the middle of it.
Right.
And the little Indian feather coming off the side.
I designed the Chicago White Sox uniforms when they wore shorts.
They wore shorts. What about when
the worst uniforms in the history of mankind.
What about when the White Sox had shorts and those collars that looked like big Nipsey Russell collars?
And weren't they going with a retro look? And because they apparently wore those things back in the day. It was and they still are. They hold up after all these years as the worst uniforms I have ever seen on any sport.
The worst overall uniforms, yes. But what about baseball, specifically baseball?
Okay, you're in my wheelhouse.
When the Pittsburgh Pirates
yes.
wore those hats.
The striped hats?
Those, like, square
yes.
blockhead hats?
That's when they also went retro, and they went with the striped hats that they used, and they were horrible. They were horrible. And Pittsburgh's made, and of course, you can, even though I didn't mind the uniforms, you can go back to the Houston Astros when they had the rainbow shirts.
Their gay uniforms?
Yeah. I didn't mind that look. I really didn't. I thought the way I swear to God, I thought it was kind of colorful.
Very distinctive. It's like right. something Richard Simmons would have thrown.
And a lot of softball teams stole that uniform. And you'd see a lot of men's league softball teams where they had that multicolored uniform.
And why does he remember one guy? I'm not even a huge baseball fan, but I remember the guy's name, J.R. Richard. Guy was a pitcher for the Astros.
Yep. Big, tall guy.
Threw the hell out of his arm, like mm-hmm. after 2 years of throwing nothing but heat for 2 years.
And he looked good in that uniform.
He sure did.
I mean, he was about 9 feet tall. It was incredible.
He sure did. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Okay.
Hey, about the Chargers uniforms, what's cool is they're the first team that they have an adjusted collar, so it doesn't grab onto the player's neck as much if you notice how wide the collar is. And the style of number, it's a thinner number, so it doesn't bulge as much. The players can't grab on.
Remember when I was telling you, like, when I said the font of the team logo goes to the right
slant?
These numbers also are the numbers that are slightly slanted.
A little askew.
To the right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yuck.
I'm amazed that you would pick San Diego. I guess, well, because it's vintage, because it's classic. I would not think of that as one of the, you know, the definitive uniforms in the NFL.
Oh, when San Diego came out in the 60s, Jesus Christ, that offense got going. As soon as you saw the powder blue uniforms, you go, yes, mm-hmm. downfield passing, yes,
right.
That's
true.
San Diego, Superchargers.
And wasn't there a guy that was like a pedophile or something like that that San Diego had on their team?
Yes, Dan Fouts.
Was it Dan?
it's
Lance Rensel, right?
LaDainian Tomlinson.
No, not LaDainian. Wasn't there a guy that had...
It was Marty Schottenheimer, Mike.
No, it was. It was Don Coryell.
Don Coryell, who really had the squirts all the time. Didn't he always look constipated?
He looked like he had a sour stomach, whatever he did. But I thought it was... Was it Lance Rensel? Isn't that the old guy that used to play for the Chargers?
Hold on.
Or was it Lance Allworth?
Lance Allworth played for the Chargers. He was Bambi. I don't think he was ever screwed. Lance Rensel played for the Cowboys.
You're going so far back in the NFL now that it's hard for me, but I think there was some player on the Chargers that had some kind of scrape with the law related to sex. I might be wrong. I just seem to have a memory of that.
I think Lance Allworth might have been gay.
Well, that's not a scrape with the law, though. That's just...
Back then, you could get arrested for it.
Yeah, that's true. In certain states.
Hello, Don and Michael. No, I don't think it was Lance Allworth. I think you're thinking of a Lance who played for the Cowboys, like I think I already said.
Lance.
Hello.
Funny gay name, Lance.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike, Buzz. How you doing?
Howdy.
Mike, remember the hockey uniforms back in the 80s? They had the long pants.
It's so funny you bring that up because I was just going to mention that. And that experiment, I don't think it made it through a whole season, did it?
No, it was like a bunch of figure skaters from waist down.
they went to long pants with hockey, and it just didn't fit.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, guy?
Okay.
Hey, it's kind of funny, Don, that you mentioned the San Diego Chargers powder blue uniforms as being the best football uniforms, because at the same time, the San Diego Padres had the ugliest baseball uniforms.
Yes, those brown jerseys?
Going brown. Yep.
Those yep. BM brown jerseys?
Awful.
Absolutely.
The worst baseball uniforms ever.
I hated the Milwaukee Brewers. That was another kind of off powder blue.
Oh, you mean like their polyester uniforms?
Their polyester uniforms.
I love their polyester uniforms.
You like
uniforms.
That color then. That's what it is. You like that color scheme.
That's a good color.
Okay, I see. And they have the yellow letters.
You know what else I liked about the Milwaukee Brewers? When someone would hit a home run.
Oh, the guy would slide down.
It was
the cage.
Indian on a slide.
I think it was an Indian. I don't think it was
an Indian. He would go down a slide into a gigantic big tumbler of beer.
It wasn't an Indian. It was a brewmaster.
I think it was an Indian.
No, it was the brewer. It was the Milwaukee brewer that
was
would go
Chief
down.
Wahoo. Chief Wahoo.
An Indian brewer.
And incidentally, I still don't find Chief Wahoo offensive.
Me neither.
It was an Indian brewer, but not a Native American. It was a guy from India with a turban.
It was Sanjay.
It was Sanjay. Homer. Super, it's a Homer.
Oh, hold on. A friend of mine called me last night. What's the name of that guy?
Sanjaya?
No, yeah. Sangina.
That's good.
I cannot take credit.
Sangina.
My friend Dave called me up last night and said, did you guys call him Sangina?
Sangina.
No, we didn't, but we'll take credit for it for that.
That is...
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Howdy.
Yeah, I grew up in Detroit area. It's not Hawaiian blue, it's Honolulu blue.
Oh, right. Honolulu blue.
Close enough, though, the correct word. All right, bye-bye. Thank you.
Man, that sounds... Man, you know something, Jack? That sounds like it could be a song, Honolulu Blue.
And if we're talking Lions, we're talking Wayne Fonts.
Wayne Fonts, another one of the NFL coaches with breasts.
Fred Flintstone lookalike.
Absolutely, and a man that really would rival your collection of underpants. Really, I mean, you're talking about the black Calvin Kleins today. Can you imagine Wayne Fonts after two a day?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
And Mike, and Buzz, and Rob, and... Oh, don't forget, Rob has his wig.
Yeah, we're calling
you
wig.
Wig.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, please be checking out the pictures of Rob in his brand-new wig in the photo gallery section of DynamikeWebsite.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's up?
The Charger guy was married to Joy Heatherton.
Who's that, Lance Allworth?
I think it was.
Bambi, I think you're right about that.
Good cover.
Yeah, Lance Allworth was not the pedophile, though.
Did Joy Heatherton do mattress commercials?
I think she did, yeah, I think so. Sexy lady. Yeah, at the time, yeah.
You know, I'm not going to waste the valuable time doing this. Why don't somebody Google Lance Allworth? And
I don't know if it was Lance Allworth, but I know the guy was married to Joy Heatherton.
Yeah, but Google both of those guys, Lance Allworth and Lance Rensel, and see if any of them was a kid toucher.
Maybe married to an 11-year-old girl or something like that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you today?
We're doing great, thanks.
Just had some info regarding the Lance Rensel. You were trying to think about he had some incident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What it was, I think he wound up dropping his pants in his garage and walking out to get the newspaper or something like that, and some neighborhood kids seen.
Bingo. Right, Bingo, you rock. That's it.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
And also, you know who his girlfriend was?
Joey Heatherton?
You got it. And also, one more thing. You know why the long pants were banned in the NHL?
Why?
There was an increase of injuries because having the nylon go all the way down the leg, there was no resistance when guys would start sliding and they would hit the boards a lot faster than when they had the socks on, which would slow them down a little bit.
You know, I like the Lance Rensel thing. I like the Joey Heatherton thing.
Like the last part.
Bye.
We got to hit a break. When we come back, nipple foot time.
Yes. I've been waiting to talk to this woman.
I don't know. Are we talking to her?
No, we're just discussing
her.
We're discussing the story.
We just have pictures.
Oh, fantastic.
Pictures and then the discussion, primarily for me, but welcome to my world.
Uh-huh.
This is the real sticky part of this wicket.
You're conflicted. Mm-hmm. You got the breast, you got the feet. You're totally conflicted on
it. I hate feet, and I love nipples.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a woman who has a nipple in the middle of her foot.
Mm-hmm. You've seen the picture already?
Can I just flash it your way for a moment?
Will it disappoint?
Here it is.
Oh, my God.
There it is. Okay.
Oh, my God.
We'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Speaking of nipples, which we will in just a moment,
mm-hmm.
Here are the cows from The View talking about nipples.
Very good.
Between that and the nipple protectors that we've shown, you know, we have, in case it shows, what are they called again, Elizabeth?
Those are stuffy
nips.
Stuffy nips.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, you put them on for the show if you're wearing a shirt that kind of shows through, and then you ever go home and forget they're on, ladies? Yeah. You go and take a shower, you're like,
Think about hers, about Rosie's. Like shoelaces.
You know, Rosie doesn't
really... tie them together and jump rope with them.
Rosie doesn't really dominate the conversation on that show, does she?
Well, they listen to me when I'm working out. You know, I'll be working out for some reason, you know... Yes,
my nipples will start showing through my clothing.
Yes. That is the most embarrassing thing.
Yes, the sassy nips.
When I work out?
Yes, they go right. You peel off the back.
This is why men generally hate women. Even right now, you have four chicks talking about, even half of them, three quarters of them are pigs, uh-huh. talking about their nipples.
Uh-huh.
The fact that it's all...
Yeah, a note to Rosie. Let Elizabeth Hasselbeck talk when this subject's coming on, okay? I could listen to her talk about it.
She's got the only nipples we want to hear about.
Exactly.
Well, you don't want to hear about Behar's nipples?
Oh, my God. Behar.
And they slap right on your nipples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that, right?
Just like that. It doesn't show through.
Can you try this?
No, finish what you were saying.
Emotional intelligence.
Put my nipples out. All right.
Sorry, the earrings are
being shown. Oh, God.
Don and Mike Show.
Jesus.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We're also going to need some herbage.
Don't never ever trust Whitey.
Celebrating 20 years of genius, the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah. He prefers to be treated like a dog, also a toilet.
What about the vagina?
Oh, no!
Oh, no.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go, one of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
Go change your diaper, baby.
Welcome back to the show.
I like rape.
Stop it with the crazy tapes. Here we go. Let's keep talking about nipples.
Nipples!
We'll have this picture on our website today as well.
And you were just showing me that fake commercial you were talking about.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. So,
wow.
John Norman, producer of the week. And I don't mean he's done a great job. I mean he's the producer this week.
This week's producer.
He,
That was for you, Wig.
I think he's awesome.
He's awesome.
Wig.
John said to me before the show today, he said, what would you do if there was a woman who had a really big nipple on her foot? Would you be turned on? I said, oh, get out of here.
Yes.
It's poppycock. And he said, no.
It's the second day in a row you've said that.
We're trying to get the woman on the show. We think we're going to get her next week.
Good.
We're real good now at getting, like, women who have 400-pound cysts and women that deliver babies and didn't know that they were pregnant. And
you know what, Don? They all have a story to tell.
We hope to follow that up with the nipple foot lady. Her first name is Millie.
Of course it is.
She's 22.
Mm-hmm.
She sought medical care for a lesion in her left foot, in the ball of her left foot.
A bump.
A well-formed nipple surrounded by areola and hair.
Oh, hair. I didn't see the hair.
There are hair follicles. Glands, fat tissue noted at the base of the lesion, consistent with the diagnosis of breast tissue.
Right. I'm not feeling frisky.
To our knowledge, this is the first report of breast tissue on the foot. And I take it back, it's not necessarily on the ball of her foot, it's closer to the heel of her foot.
It's kind of the arch, isn't it?
Yeah. When you look at it, it almost looks like a lance that has to be boiled.
Doctors call it the plantar area, kind of in the middle of the foot. Then.
That's where you get plantar fasciitis.
Right, the warts.
So for me, that would be a real fork in the road. Mm-hmm. And I finally have made the decision.
It really, it's all nipple, Dom. Yeah.
I'd do it. I'd do it.
How in the name of God, how can you possibly say this with your aversion to feet? How can you, is the lure of this nipple significant that you are ignoring what is really not even an attractive foot?
If you look just at the picture just of the nipple.
Now see, if you look at that, it doesn't have to be a foot, right?
Right.
Man.
And I'm not saying that I want to do it with that foot.
All right.
What I'm saying is, how can I say this? I can make it rain.
All right.
Okay. Oh, dear. There you go.
Wow, it's a disturbing photograph, and I would imagine really where it's located, it would be a little painful, or uh-huh. not. Is there anything in the story about the pain? We'd have to get the lady on
we
to find out.
We just discovered her yesterday. We are working on getting her on the show. The only thing I know is that when somebody on our staff talked to somebody involved with her, they said that she, in her shoes, has to put cotton balls and Band-Aids over. You've heard of chicks who have to put Band-Aids over their nipples.
Exactly.
When they go to the pool. She has to do that every day with her feet.
What a shame. What
with
a shame.
Her, or but, with her foot.
But I think when we try to get her on the show, somebody should, you know, pass along that you're attracted to her.
I'll tell her.
You're attracted.
I'll tell her. And can I tell you?
Maybe this would get you over your foot thing.
I've saved the best part for last.
Really?
More?
They think that milk comes out of it.
Yeah, now I know. Now it all makes sense.
Yes, now we understand.
Now it makes sense.
Of course, it might just be pus.
Now, oh, God. Let's see.
End of the week?
Here's all I wanted to mention.
End of the vision.
Stuff we did not get to.
Mm-hmm.
And I say to myself,
there must be a way out. My mind is telling me there's a way out. You get a nice, cool nipple.
We're talking with Phyllis Diller. Anderson Cooper, 360, top of the hour. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Hello.
I'm a medical student in Baltimore.
Are you now? Hi,
yes.
John Waters. How are you?
Do I sound like John Waters?
A little bit.
Okay.
It's a compliment.
Thank you. Yeah, I love John Waters. Anyway, last year I was working with a gynecologist. And he had a patient who had an extra nipple on her inner thigh, very close to her vagine.
That's, to me, a little bit better.
Yeah.
I agree.
Better than the foot, obviously, than the foot.
Ideally, it would be nice if there was just four nipples on the breast itself.
You'd like more nipples. The more, the better.
Like five or six nipples on each breast.
Really? What if it was like whack-a-mole? Would you like that?
I'd like a bit like a big cow udder.
Pushing them back in?
I don't know.
You know what I like? I'm trying to
think of something with a lot of holes.
No deal, Howie.
When Howie Mandel puts that surgical glove on his head and blows it up and makes the fingers.
Right. You like that?
Oh, turn on sit.
Cow.
There we go. We've had a three-nippled woman before. Mm-hmm. Some time ago. Oh. But it was right about here under her... Under her breast.
Well, a lot of people, I've known guys that
have... It was more
like
a mole, really, than a nipple, Rob.
This was a nipple, though.
We've had a guy on the show that had three.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've seen guys with three.
It was John Waters.
It was.
Yeah, but he had his surgically put on.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Thank you, Wig.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, Don and Mike Show. Welcome to Creepy Caller Friday.
What do you have to offer us, sir? There you go.
Okay, let's see what's on this line. Don and Mike Show, hello.
It would be you. Yes, it is you.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm calling from 510. I'm at the top of the Golden Gate Bridge. I think I'm going to jump. Would you guys like to watch?
It is Crazy Caller Friday. Crazy Cookie.
Crazy Caller.
Friday. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I can't believe no one noticed it. A minute ago, you said it was a lance that has to be boiled. Not a boil that has to be lance.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
it's funny, though.
I do that all the time.
It's Crazy Corrector Caller Friday.
That makes you king of the lances, I guess.
Makes what?
Makes a what?
Makes you king of the lances.
Ah. King
of the Lances.
Lance Boyle.
Okay, thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show. That's I believe my charm is in my double speak.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
I'm not dyslexic.
Right.
But, you know, I've got traits of being dyslexic.
Boil the lance and then lance the boil.
Like, I love that movie with Eddie Murphy, Another 84 Hours.
That's a wonderful movie.
I don't like the first one, 84 Hours. I like the follow-up, Another 84 Hours.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, did you guys see the nipples they had on 300, the movie?
No, I told everybody I wanted to go see that movie last weekend and it was all sold out.
That's the James Bond movie. It's 003.
The Greek girls they had on this show, nipples the size of thimbles. You can usually, like, the size of your knuckle. It was absolutely ridiculous.
In the movie 300?
Yes.
Did you like that movie?
Oh, it was pretty good.
If only that movie was about nipples. 300 nipples.
Per boob. That's what you'd like.
Be like a chia pet.
It'd be perfect.
Hello.
Yes.
Like a big pincushion. Here's the producer of the week.
Hi. Can we re-up the contract now for next week, just while we're here?
He wants to get a contract.
Speaking of nipples, I saw one of the nastiest porno flicks in that big round.
Freakish.
And what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
What's wrong with that? We've had those videos before.
Yeah, we've seen that. We've actually seen it. Wow. Yep. There was a, I believe it was an Asian woman.
Yes, sure was.
Her name was Wing. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike.
And don't forget, you can't spell Wing without Wig.
Wig, how you doing, Wig?
I'm great. How are you?
Hello. What's up?
Hey, can we play a little game? A little F, marry, or kill?
F, marry, or kill. Mm-hmm.
I guess that's, you think he's calling because of the John Waters discussion we had?
I think I've heard that on Howard's show.
Oh, no.
No, really.
Not fair.
No, really, I think so. I think, like, when he was still on regular radio, I heard it.
Ah.
Isn't that right, John? Right.
I like the Joe Ardinger game.
What's that?
I do that in how many beers?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. The guys
I bang that woman in five beers.
Joe does it all the time when we're standing outside.
Yep.
Just a woman get out of her car.
Mm-hmm.
Three beers. Next woman get out of the car. Four beers.
You know what's the one consistent with that game? Mm-hmm. Buzz always wins.
I always win. Always.
Yep.
I can name that tune in zero notes.
You can say one sip.
A glass of water.
Pour it in my hand.
How much for a dollar? I got to go see that Chris Rock movie this weekend, speaking of how much for a dollar.
I love Chris
Pour
Rock.
Pour it in my hand.
You know, it's great that he's doing this promo tour because you realize just how funny he really is. They asked him, he's a friend of Chris Farley's. They did Saturday Night Live together. They asked him if he has had any drugs. Was he into drugs back then? He said, Robitussin. He brought back Robitussin. I love that.
What about when he was on Letterman? And
oh, he's fantastic.
And Letterman says, hey, Richard Jenny passed away. I know that he was a member of the comedians community.
This was comedy for comedians that he did here.
And Chris Rock started being real serious and said, yeah, you know, Richard Jenny was a good guy in the clubs. And if he was alive today, he'd say, go see my movie. I think I love my wife.
And he looked right in the camera.
And Letterman had... A little of this happening.
Yeah, and Letterman was I think, a little under the weather.
Yeah.
He wasn't really trapped, but it was a slow burn with him. And, the comedian in him started laughing at it because he looked right into the camera. And you think he's going to say something serious about Richard Jenny.
Go see, I love my wife. Have you also noticed that David Letterman seems to have a cold that will not go away?
Yes.
I have noticed that.
Yeah, and I wonder whether that's, like, ticker-related or anything like that.
He mentioned it to Richard Gere the other night. He said he caught it at Thanksgiving. Almost got rid of it, and then he got it again. So he's been sick for like 4 months.
Wow. I think when you have that bypass surgery, that and incidentally, congratulations to Regis for surviving.
My purple mustache.
I think when you have that, you take a lot of medications that lower your resistance, I think.
I think he's also getting sick from his kid.
Yeah,
I think his kid is going somewhere and getting all kinds of, you know, oogie kid stuff.
Like they do. Isn't it funny just to think of him in those situations? Think of Letterman in those kid situations.
Daddy's home.
Ooh, don't play in the plastic balls.
Hey, it's me, Regis Philbin. Know what's great about hosting a national talk show?
What?
The purple mustache.
Right, the purple mustache. Hello, Don and Mike. Lauren.
Hey there.
Hi there, honey.
I just wanted to let you know. Do you know about the golden lily foot binding tradition in China that's supposed to be very, very erotic?
I know that in ancient China they would bind the feet because it was supposed to be something sexy if you had tiny little feet. And they'd actually bind them to the point where they would break the feet.
Exactly. They did it when the girls were 6 years old, and then they'd be about 4 inches long, and then...
Wow.
Yeah.
Daddy, want some?
Who doesn't love women with tiny feet, like Megan McGrath? Yeah.
Get out of here, lady. Charles, you ready for the news?
I am.
I bet you're not going to have this. What have I saved this week that was not in the news
mention?
The
hopper.
What have I missed?
Very quickly, Will Smith. I'm so sick of Will Smith. Will Smith, S-M-I-F-F, is doing his part to save the planet.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Will Smith announced this week, he had a press conference, announced that he's taking all the toilets out of his home.
Well, that's not going to save the planet.
And what he's done is made some sort of ecologically friendly hole in the ground, and he's also not using toilet paper anymore.
What does he use? His hand.
Okay. Will Smith is doing his part to save the planet.
Uh-huh.
by no longer using toilets or toilet paper in his home. He's replaced the toilets with holes and devices that are kind of like toilets and bidets rolled into one, which are environmentally friendly. When you're finished doing your business, it cleans for you.
Oh, so it's a squirt of water that comes out.
Correctamundo.
Oh.
But it's recycled water.
Oh. That's like putting that on your bad part.
I know. And then you have...
You know, there's nothing, really, when you think about that process, is there anything really... Ultimately, is there anything environmentally friendly about that? I mean, if you're going to do that, there's nothing environmentally friendly about
that. I think number two is environmentally friendly, right?
Well, yeah, maybe you're right because it's fertilizer.
Number two is like manure, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Also this week, I think we mentioned yesterday that poor lead singer from Boston offed himself.
Yes.
And I have the information how he killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
He lit two charcoal grills in his bathroom. It was like carbon monoxide poisoning.
Right.
What
a horrible way to go.
Creepy way to go. And finally, Britney Spears and Coke. Oh. And it's not the Coke you think. Britney Spears is addicted to Coke. Coca-Cola. She's in rehab now.
For Coca-Cola?
Well, no, she's in rehab for other stuff.
Do you think they give her those plastic cups that you like?
The plastic red cups? When she checked in to the Eric Clapton place for rehab, they clock her, originally when she checked in, at 24 Coca-Colas a day.
Wow. I'm amazed that she's not fatter.
That is not a Diet Coke. That's regular Coke at 139 calories a can.
Whoa.
She gets 3,000 calories a day, they've estimated, from Coca-Cola alone.
Sugar. In a strange way, I have a little more respect for Britney. She must be doing something to keep that weight off. Because, I mean, with that much Coca-Cola, she should be fat.
I'm sure she
super
is.
Super fat.
Doing something. Like, oh, you know what we forgot to get to this week? I'm sorry, Mike, was a whole Jeff Goldblum thing.
Ah, well, we can do that another time.
Because his TV show was on last night, and it's on again. Well, Jeff, isn't your show on again tonight?
It is. You've stumbled into something right there. I just want to say I'd like all your listeners to check me out. Yeah, go right ahead. Knock your socks off. Yeah, really, watch my show, Reigns. Yes, isn't that the name of Reigns?
Yes. R-E-I-N.
Spelling is never really been my copa.
What's up with your bug eyes?
My bug eyes, I hide them behind some Hollywood-style sunglasses at every opportunity, but I'm really so nice to be on the small screen, as it were. I'm really very very I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
Are you going to watch my little dalliance in television? Are you going to check that out, Mr. Hieronimo? Going to do that? Look forward to it. Really, big fun. Serial television, real exciting. Really exciting.
We can do like 20 minutes on this on Monday, right?
We can go for 4 hours if you want to. I'll just be bugging my eyes out a little further. There we go. Oh, it's Wig.
Hi,
Wig.
Hi.
There he is, Wig. I never eat pasta or flesh. There it is. Yes. No pasta, no flesh for me. Yes.
Good for you.
Comes out of my Goldblum garden. That's why I'm so tall and thin. Because I eat fresh vegetables.
You play a detective who sees dead people. On
yes,
TV show.
Oh, horror. Yes,
pretty exciting.
I see dead people.
I'm very
like
excited
that little
about it.
Sixth grader.
You know who likes your Jeff Goldblum better than anybody?
Who's
Buzz.
Right. Buzz. Yes, a man of wonderful observation and stature.
Good to see you again.
I don't really know what that means, but it doesn't matter. And you're wearing your lady killer shirt.
Yes,
right?
I am.
You are the ladies' man.
Oh, we're just goofing around.
I'm not talking about the character a few years back on Saturday Night Live. My feet are only 4 inches long. They were bound by Mrs. Goldblum when I was a tiny tot.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, and on Monday, we do this bit on Monday, we can talk about your love affair with Gina Davis again.
Oh, the Amazon. Yes, Gina Davis. She's a huge woman. Massive feet. Really large
feet. Did she have nipples on her feet?
She had nipples everywhere. Yes, on her back, on her front. And it was when we played Connect the Dot. He's a Sharpie. I said, Gina, let's connect your nipples. Big fun. And then she'd always want to shoot arrows. She always wanted to be an archer.
Yes.
Never understood that, but it's fun. It's real big fun. Almost as much fun as when I did the dinosaur movie. Yes.
Oh, Jurassic Park.
Yes, Jurassic. Thank you for remembering. Buzzarino.
Yeah. I love
your
work.
So much. Thank you so much.
Always good to see you.
Right back at you. Keep up the good fight. Fighting the good battle.
I shall for you.
Good stuff. Yes, Wig. Yes. Best role since...
What?
I just want to say my role as Reigns is the best. It was the best role I've had since playing Dr. Brundle in The Fly. That was my character. Dr. Brundle. How's that for obscure? Under that wig lurks a brain that's filled with nonsensical trivia.
That's so true.
Isn't that wonderful?
Thank you, Brundle.
Love I love best when you were The Fly, when you would eat something and then
regurgitate
it and eat it back up again.
Would that we all could. Wouldn't that make the lovely trip to Sizzler every night a little more exciting? We'd get our steaks and then regurgitate on them, dissolve them, and suck them up with a straw.
Jeff Goldblum, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
A crazy detective, huh?
Yeah, I'm having a mental crisis. That was the great Matt Craven playing my boss in that. And he's referring to me seeing a therapist for this mental crisis played by Madeline Stowe.
May I tell you something when I hear that? Can I tell you something?
What's that?
When I hear that guy talk, that guy you just were so good to play there, I hear too cool for school.
A wonderful Madeline.
She's terrific.
Isn't she terrific?
Well, in this show, you see dead people, the victims, but they're not ghosts, right?
No.
You know, when she interviewed me, a quick story, if you will, quick story. When she interviewed me, she was talking so loudly. It drove me nuts.
Sure.
But of course, it didn't say anything. You know, I don't want to be impolite with the interviewer. You know, I really don't want to do that. You know, but inside, just so all of you know that inside, I'm saying, please shut your mouth.
Jeff Goldblum, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
A crazy detective, huh?
Yeah, I'm having a mental crisis. That was the great Matt Craven playing my boss in that. And he's referring to me seeing a therapist for this mental crisis played by Madeline Stowe.
Oh, he's cool. That's a cool guy. Meredith Vieira, Today's Show. Matt Lauer, Meredith, Al Roker, the whole crazy.
What is questionable about the word vagina?
Oh, vagina, I could say. I could spend hours, you know. One little quick story, if you will.
Please.
One thing about Jeff Colvin you might not know. Gene Simmons, not the only one with a long tongue. Okay.
Mm. Okay.
Huh? Are we having fun now?
You're creepy.
Are we excited about that?
You're creepy.
My tongue longer than Gene Simmons.
Wow. We'll do this bit on Monday, please.
Yes. Call me Reptilian Goldblum. Yes. We'll see you all on Monday. Looking forward to it.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Hey, go. Jeff. You get that? We call him different names all the time.
Very clever. Very clever. It must be living in a constant state of confusion.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah, I have no glands.
We'll be right back with the news.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Let them prey on you, Don and Mike.
Right, right. Doing a set for Chuck in the News. Chuck Taylor in his All-Star News.
Yeah, baby.
What's the weather, Buzz?
It's cold. It's 28 degrees now, so my flesh is starting to freeze.
Good news. We just walked out the front door of our palatial studios at Classic Rockville, Maryland, and Joe can now slide all the way down the front stoop. There's a nice coating of ice.
Nice they didn't really call for it this particular time.
True.
But it is chilly, and it is windy.
What is the forecast now, Buzz?
I think it's supposed to, I think all the precipitation is supposed to stop by tonight. Overnight, just cloudy again tomorrow and cold. So I think we're seeing the end of this right now.
Very good.
All right.
Just cloudy. That's all.
Just brief.
Hi, Wig.
Hi.
He's Wig. Rob's Wig.
Uh-huh.
Mike was reading the tag.
Yes.
Made in China. What's some of the other stuff that you were reading on there?
Made in China, and also
not
styling. After your wig is completely dry, this is after you wash it with wig shampoo, it can be brushed into the desired style by using a wig brush or even your fingertips.
Hmm.
Do not use electric drying or styling aids such as a curling iron or blow dryer. Keep away from excessive heat or open flame, sure. And then at the bottom, made in China.
Go to the photo gallery at DonandMikeWebsite.com to see Rob wearing his wig. Hi, John.
There's a very good possibility that wig is made out of dog hair. There's been all kinds of reports coming out of stuff coming out of China that's supposed to be faux fur.
Oh, that's
made
right.
out of dog. Yeah,
dog hair.
So if you get fleas or feel the need to pee on a tree, we'll know why.
Hey, dog fur.
And you know what's great is now that I realize that tag, what it's saying is that it's flammable.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, you know.
We're flammable.
Flammable. Flammable.
Flammable.
So maybe it's a good reason to take up smoking again.
Absolutely. Thank you, Wig.
Thank you, John.
And John, you're awesome. And now here's Chuck Taylor in the All-Stars.
Don't need to tell him that. He's been screaming it all day.
Oh, and what is that thing on our website, the Photoshop with John?
Oh, it's from...
Anchorman.
Exactly.
Oh, really?
Producer Man.
It says Producer Man, yeah. And on top it says... He's awesome.
Get ye to the website.
Really good Photoshop job there. And now here's Chuck. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Don and Mike. Our first contestant today on Outrageous Claims is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
Guilty.
Alleged mastermind of the 9/11 attack.
Guilty, Buzz.
In his confession, if you recall yesterday, released by the Pentagon this week, Mohammed took credit for just about everything bad that's ever happened or could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Except, of course, for are you smarter than a fifth grader? U.S. officials say a lot of Mohammed then. I'll be here the rest of the week.
They love that one.
U.S. officials say a lot of Mohammed's ambitious evil to-do list was just talk. They say his claims are exaggerated, that Mohammed was just a gopher in some operations. Officials say Mohammed has overstated his importance and that some of his claims are just plain untrue. And we already have Bill O'Reilly for that.
And how much of that is, I read that they were doing like water torture to this guy.
Yeah, a lot of
torture. And they said that you reach a certain point when you'll just say anything.
Say anything.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, and I guess it's not unusual for a bad guy to make himself seem even badder, to take credit for all kinds of stuff he never did.
I just got a thought.
What?
I should really rent Say Anything this weekend.
Say Anything, what a wonderful film.
John Cusack, I've not seen it in such a long time.
Did that just pop into your head?
Say Anything.
Oh, Say Anything, because you were talking about Chinese water torture.
Saying Anything.
Say Anything, gotcha. John Cusack movie. Mm-hmm. Super.
How about to Say Anything and then Forget Paris?
Billy Crystal?
Yeah.
What, are you out of your mind?
Sounds like a good thing to say after Say Anything, Forget Paris. I thought we were doing gay titles.
Oh, we're doing John Cusack. If you want to do another gay John Cusack movie, you'd follow Serendipity.
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 Grifter's not a gay John Cusack movie.
No, neither are the Gross Point Blank. He's a hitman in that one for good name.
I forgot you're a Cusack aficionado.
I love him. I love his sister, too.
Oh, Joan Cusack.
She is in the Addams Family. She's got a push-up bra to die for.
Cleavage.
Morticia. Uncle Fester. She's not Morticia.
No, she's not? I thought she was in that.
In the Addams Family, she's,
What the hell is she?
Who is she? She's
the woman that's trying to seduce Uncle Fester.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I was going to say she's Marilyn Munster, but that's the wrong family. Yeah.
Right.
And who's Uncle Fester? It's Christopher Lloyd.
Angelica Houston plays Mrs.
That's right. There you go.
And the late Raul Julia.
Quickly, a space-time continuum.
Sorry.
Now, if we could get out a message to the Democratic...
What do you do at a yellow light?
Slow down. No. What I have to ask it.
Yeah.
That's why I got confused momentarily there.
Sorry.
What does a yellow light mean?
Slow down.
What?
Still one of the best scenes in any sitcom ever.
I love that. If we could get out a message to the Democratic presidential hopefuls today, it would be stop using sex as a weapon. Last weekend in Iowa, Senator Barack Obama said, I want to wait and hear what John Edwards has to say. He's kind of good looking. In another appearance that last weekend, Obama used the same line, but replaced the phrase good looking with the word cute. Gay, but not too gay.
Hmm.
On the blue campaign trail this year...
Gay.
Nice is the new mean. What Obama's saying is that good looks, whether his own or John Edwards, do not a president make.
Funny, that's funny. How's your friend Ann Coulter in the faggot word? What are you making at?
Larry. Now tell this to Bill Clinton. According to a survey by Nerve.com, Bill Clinton still scores higher in the hot or not category than either Edwards or Obama.
No surprise there.
Yeah, he scores a lot anyway.
It's coming out of his pores.
Maybe that's why.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the dance the Democrats are doing on the subject of gay. On one hand, Democrats have been traditionally campaigners for gay rights. But after seeing the political success that George W. Bush had with conservatives, the Democrats have decided they need to do more to embrace the God-fearing, church-going people of America.
Doesn't get much gayer than this.
Talk about an uncomfortable fundraiser. But the dance continues this week after General Pace called homosexuality immoral. Hillary reacted by saying, well, I'm going to leave that for others to decide. Senator Obama said, traditionally, the Joint Chiefs Chairman has restricted his comments to military matters. That's probably a good tradition to follow, end quote.
So they're kind of mellow about it.
They were initially. Now, since both candidates have clarified their statements.
Clarified.
To say they disagree with the general, so hopefully now everybody's happy.
All right.
Or not.
Whatever.
Conservatives have long argued that homosexuality is a learned behavior, not hereditary. But there's been considerable scientific evidence.
Getting some kind of CB interference there, Buzz. I really don't know.
That's right.
Faggot.
That's right.
And
that's
Coulter.
Right.
And
that's
Coulter.
Right.
There's a growing,
that's right.
Faggot.
There's a growing pile of scientific evidence that disputes that. And so a leading Baptist minister has found a way to turn that conservative frown upside down. On his website earlier this month, the Reverend R. Albert Mohler Jr. wrote, "Is your baby gay? What if you could know? What if you could do something about it?"
Hello!
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on a second.
Hello!
There you go.
He went on to argue.
The only baby tape I got is your kid.
I know, but she's not gay.
Hey, you know something?
There you go.
No, what? I had a dream last night.
There he is. Those boys are. Anyway, the Reverend went on to argue that it might be possible to develop a treatment to reverse gay orientation in a fetus.
That's right,
Rob.
Isn't that great?
Mohler says he was just trying to start a conversation and that he succeeded.
Mohler.
He says he's just trying to brace Christians for the possibility that gays are born and not made.
Hmm.
Now, the way Ferris Griggs...
You were born in... You were made in a toy factory.
You were not born. You were made in a toy factory.
That came to mind.
The way Ferris Griggs of Kansas City, Kansas tells it, he fell in love with Cindy Garcia of Kansas City, Missouri. He put her name on the deed to the house and gave her a $2,500 ring. Only then, he says, did he learn that Cindy is really a guy.
Mm.
A pre-op transsexual whose real name is Josie. Maybe that's where this all started. Anyway, the way Cindy Josie tells it, Ferris knew the truth all along and had relations with her, him, several times with that knowledge.
Oh.
Hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side.
Incredible!
After listening to all of this, a judge has ruled that the house should go to all of them, half to Ferris and half to Cindy Josie. It was a case of he said... He said,
what?
Oh, that would have been
get
great.
Get a running start. Sure, it would have.
It was a case of he said, he, she said.
There, Tom liked it. Tom liked it a lot.
Try it again, bud. Get a running start on it.
It was a case of he said, he, she said.
I get it. He said, he, she said.
And you waited all week for that one, right?
I should have just left that one at home. Oh, God, you're still getting your reaction.
I can see that. I don't want to make him stop.
He loves it. God bless him for it.
Mm-hmm.
Can police station... Can PlayStation cure cancer?
What was that?
Can PlayStation cure cancer?
No!
Maybe. And that's our story when we return.
Okay, pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Way over the line, guys.
Guys.
The Don and Mike Show.
Guys. There he is now, Charlie Rose. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
The Sony PlayStation folk have hooked up with engineers at Stanford University to take on cancer, Alzheimer's, and other not-yet-curable diseases using PlayStation 3. Console owners would be asked to let their processors become part of a massive supercomputer examining misfolded proteins. Misfolded proteins are the thing these incurable diseases have in common, and PlayStation 3, the processors in them, are faster than 10 personal computers put together. Your PlayStation console would merge with this giant network whenever you weren't using it to kill imaginary people. You look for the folding at home icon to show up on your screen and then click, click, click if you want in. The technology could be also used to examine signals from space.
Ooh. Time out for one second.
Sure, please.
I don't have PS3, I have Xbox.
Right.
I'm really trying to pay attention.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm very stupid.
No, it's okay. I'm happy to...
How does that help cure cancer?
Because these supercomputers can examine these misfolded proteins at a rate that humans, and much faster than humans, could ever do.
And by joining them all together, it's even more powerful.
The more computers you hook together, or processors in this case, that are especially the really fast ones that can handle a lot of data.
I like that you link your PlayStation up to...
When you're not using it. And in fact, this has been around for some time with personal computers. You could allow your computer to be used when you weren't using it for other functions.
So it's cumulative?
Yeah.
The more you have, the more powerful it is?
Exactly. And every single PlayStation 3 is like 10 personal computers hooked up to this network.
Well, I'm sorry I have PS3 envy. What about Xbox?
No announcement's been made about
that. I think Xbox can cure cancer, Buzz.
It probably can. Who manufactured...
How about a GameCube?
GameCube, you're dead.
Yeah.
No!
If you're looking for a GameCube to save you, forget it.
No!
You might as well have ColecoVision.
How about an Atari system?
In television. Mattel in television.
Yay, rah, rah.
GameCube will remove a nipple from your foot, however. An eighth grader in Colorado Springs opened a bag of Frito-Lay barbecue potato chips he'd bought in the lunch line and found a dead mouse.
Ah!
Oh, dear. School officials say this does not appear to be a prank, so they've removed all Frito's products from the lunch line and the school's vending machines.
The mouse's real name was Phyllis.
Frito-Lay has not yet commented.
Phyllis Martsky. How you doing, guys?
Frito has no comment. In their defense, the mouse likely died from the overwhelming, delicious, barbecue-y goodness. And about that Florida girl who had the hiccups.
He died from what, Buzz?
From an overwhelmingly delicious, barbecue-y goodness.
Oh, he is just loving it today.
Just screwed with you on Friday.
That's all right. I don't care. Oh, and about that Florida girl who had the hiccups for a couple of months and then stopped?
Right.
Jennifer Mee went back to school this week.
Right.
Oh, that's good. Come on. Let's applaud her.
Yay.
Come on. Aren't you all happy about that?
Yeah, but
on her second day back, she had not one but two nosebleeds. And then the hiccuping started again.
Oh, no.
We'll keep you posted.
Oh, what a shame.
Tom likes it. He likes everything. In southern Pennsylvania, a nurse rushed in to perform CPR on a woman who'd had a seizure and collapsed in a courtroom. She saved the woman's life. What makes this news is that the nurse was in that courtroom because she was being sued by the woman she saved, who's also her landlord. The landlord's seizure began just as the nurse was presenting her side of the case. The nurse says she does not expect this to affect the outcome, and she says she's still looking for a new place to live.
Mm-hmm.
Heather Mills has called England's equivalent of 911 way too many times. In Britain, the emergency number is 999. Usually, Heather's calls are about tabloid photographers trying to get a leg up on the competition. But Brighton police...
You know, I'm not trying to do it.
It's Tom's day.
No, it's your day. You took your funny pills and you're writing your news today.
Checky. Well, I'm just glad Tom appreciates it. Brighton police.
And hold on, is it about Heather Mills?
Yes.
Hold on, yeah, I got a Heather Mills tape. But basically, we know her as the woman who's divorcing Paul McCartney, and we know her as an animal rights activist and an amputee. That's pretty much it.
That's it. There it is. What's all this then? A police in Brighton. And we're talking about
sport.
The polite cops.
Hey, thanks for using it.
In Britain. The Brighton police are warning the soon-to-be ex-Mrs. McCartney to back off. But being British, they were much more diplomatic, naturally. According to police superintendent, we are having to spend a disproportionate amount of time on one particular person. We are duty-bound to respond, but clearly, people who make lots of calls run the risk of being treated as the little boy who cried wolf. End quote. And from our Just Thought You'd Be Interested department, the head of the gigantic mass transit system for the greater Atlanta area has been arrested after being caught by an undercover cop giving that special favor to a guy in the airport men's room.
Ooh. Oh, my. Well.
He's a fag.
Not clean in there. Board Chairman Ed Wall is denying the charge.
I'll drink to that.
Probably for the sake of his wife and three kids.
Ooh. Hey, you know something?
What's that?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
He's back. See you in the ATL.
Oh, the folks at the Walmart in Richland, Pennsylvania, knew this guy as Eric. He'd come into the store all the time. One day, Eric was trying on a shirt there, and he left the fitting room and then left the store. And right after that, employees found that he'd left some other things in the fitting room, some magazines and some ladies' under things.
Magazines.
Police won't tell us which magazines, but being Walmart, it had to be something fairly tame. The merchandise, all of it.
Oh, you're being serious.
The merchandise, all of the merchandise had to be destroyed.
Oh.
The mirror needed a good cleaning.
Oh.
Naturally, Eric returned to the store, because that's where the fun is. That's when police arrested Eric for open lewdness. In sports, the fans stood up and laughed in the bottom of the fourth at Winter Haven, Florida, as the Mets were beating the Indians on Tuesday of this week. The fans laughed like Tom because the boys in the press box scattered like little girls after a 3-foot-long black snake, harmless, slithered across their notebooks and laptops. A brave-hearted member of the grounds crew picked up the snake and carried it away to the parking area.
You know, to be absolutely fair, yes. I saw the clip on PTI with Tony Kill.
It was scary for them.
Yeah, you just got big, fat, lazy sports writers literally... A 3-foot snake. Now, you can say it's a garden snake.
Right.
But they showed that thing crawling up the side of the little desk that everybody's
writing. And a black snake and a water moccasin not all that far apart.
They're all writing their copy on this on this little Formica table. Mm-hmm. And you see five big fat guys get up and run like they have never run.
I guarantee at least three of them were running looking for mustard.
Finally, Sheboygan, Wisconsin, an 18-year-old is facing felony charges.
That's me, Wig.
Wig. An 18-year-old facing charges after posting photos of his homegrown marijuana plants on MySpace. The caption, "My Mary Jane that's grown in my closet right now." Under a picture of his bong, he wrote, "My baby." He also posted pictures of some of his cool weapons. Police, who monitor MySpace for gang activity, say the webpage led him right to this dope's apartment.
We're also going to need some herbage.
Quoting the district attorney, "We appreciate the help. Thanks a lot." I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No!
Yes.
I think we got a... Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
There he is.
Thank you, Tom.
That's all. Have a great weekend. Love you, Creed. Love you, Bart. Love you, Amy. We'll be back Monday with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, old sport.
Hey, old sport. You be careful out there tonight. You hear what I'm saying? It's like your national holiday coming up.
Yeah, it truly is. I got the kids. I got my safety valve. So, they, when I'm with them, they drink a lot less than I do.
I can't afford to lose anybody else, Mike.
Don't worry. I'll get a driver.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Ed, today's show was so good, I flipped my wig.
Okay, wig.
Wig.
Goodbye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.